Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap of the slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. Like, yeah, like that.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy?
I don't care. I really don't give it. I'm all worked out right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
What's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard? You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I care about you? No, you're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
That is by far the best open I think I've ever heard for this show. And no surprise, it didn't come from anybody who actually works on this show. No question.
Oh, he's been back for what, a day and he's already taking shots 2 minutes in?
Well, I'll tell you what else
he's doing.
They're
preemptive shots.
My guess is we just lost half our listeners because they heard not only a voice different than Fred's, but your voice hosting the show.
Sure.
Click. Right. So Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Doc behind the booth, Tacoma going to get lunch, I assume.
Hopefully.
Better be.
Fred Kirsch, busy at the moment?
Doing a shoot.
He's got things. He may join us
blah, 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 blah.
Later in the show.
Okay. But you've got us for today, and so guys,
I've
been off for a couple of shows, and
we had some of our best shows ever.
You had
coincidence? I think not.
You caused a holy war, from what I understand.
That was Fred.
Fred caused
right?
that.
Andy, you've developed an obsession with the National Floors Direct girl.
Bit of, I like
Is
her dimples.
Is that right?
Nice dimples, big jaw.
What else have I missed? Anything?
Well, since last we talked, Sean Springs was cut.
Sean Springs, out. Ted Larson, signed, first of the draft picks.
Sean Springs was cut, by the way.
Right.
Not out.
Out.
I see what you're doing there. Okay, yes, he was
Let's
cut.
Let's go with cut.
He was cut, right. Webradio at patriots.com is our email address, 508-543-7482. The phone number, if you want to call and talk about that and any of the other tangents that we go on as we are wont to do.
That's want with an O.
Thanks, Paul.
It's already the worst show we've had in the last 2 weeks.
I'm Andy Hart, and I'm the greatest thing ever.
No.
You finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Apparently,
right.
Fred Kirsch is the greatest thing ever, and you're the opposite of that.
Well, I see the greatest thing ever.
So let's get to the important stuff. What was happening in Vegas?
Yeah, I want to start off by just apologizing
this,
to one of our
I
listeners.
I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was the one-man wolf pack roaming around in the desert looking for stuff to do.
All those guys with the little flip cards.
No, I want to apologize to one of our listeners, the lovely Tracy in Vegas, with whom I had 10 tentative plans to meet up and have a little fun, but didn't actually get to.
No, she wasn't going to have fun if she was meeting you.
A little fun.
No, she wasn't. No fun.
But
you blew her off?
Plans went awry. No, I did not blow her off.
Did she
the opposite
blow
out.
You off?
No. But, no, my host family had too many other things for us.
You had a host
do,
family? What were you, an exchange student?
Basically, yeah.
I
wasn't staying in a hotel. I was being hosted by
On
a family
strip?
That lives out there. No, they live about half hour away.
Off the strip?
Off the strip.
You can't really live on the strip unless you live.
So I apologize. Right? I promise I will make it up next time because I will be going back at least one trip a year back to Vegas for this whole portrait thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at least one a year. You know, it was fun, though. I had a good time. Better than
how many trips are you going to take before it's done?
I don't know. It depends on how many people they want done, Doc.
I thought it was just for the same painting.
No, no. No, one a year. One painting a year. That's basically how long it takes anyway for me to do one of those. So. No, I did some sightseeing. I liked it, though. Andy was a little upset because I said I liked it a little bit more than I thought I would. I went in with very low expectations for the city.
So why were you upset with that?
Because I'm a bit surprised by it, and I was the other way.
Andy doesn't really
to me, it was
like Vegas,
Bourbon
so the
Street.
Idea of Vegas.
It was,
oh,
glad
it was better,
I saw
it. Was much
glad
better than
I
Bourbon
it.
Street. It was much
better.
I have
no intention of ever doing it again.
See,
certainly
I enjoy it, but I like to gamble, and you guys aren't really big gamblers. So
I'm not a huge gambler.
I
like to play a little blackjack.
Hard.
I like a little blackjack. Didn't get to do that, though. Went visited pretty much all the casinos just to see them, see what the you know what all the hubbub
was
about.
Is that new City Center thing open?
Yes, the City Center,
whatever it's
Aria called. Casino. Yep, that's open, ready to go.
Did you go up the whatchamacallit?
Oh, that like the Space Needle thing? No, I did not do that.
Good.
Did not do
big
that.
Big mistake doing dinner in that place. Holy crap, was that expensive.
Hit all the big sites, though. Saw everything. I definitely got to go back, though, because Garth Brooks, I didn't know this. Garth Brooks has a permanent show there now.
Yeah, to which I said, I think the tickets are really expensive. And you
right.
said, but it's Garth Brooks. I like him. I said, right. $500. And you said, ooh, that's expensive.
Didn't realize.
Price was no object until the price was really
right,
high.
Seriously.
I know you were going to say 500 the first time, but it sounded like you just suppressed an F-bomb.
Oh, sorry.
I know you were going to say 500, though, because I, you know, as I had heard this story before.
No, you wouldn't have. You dropped an F-bomb. You would have dropped a bugger bomb.
A bugger bomb, yes. We're bringing some new lingo across the pond from our friends over in the Great Britain.
Been watching some UK, some BBC sitcoms, Paul.
Yeah.
UK.
And I've found that they can pretty much say anything on those shows. They swear, although they have different words for swearing. They don't say the F word. They typically bleep that out. But they use bugger in place of the F word. And they use sod, like sod you or sod off, which I think has come to mean like screw you. Screw this, screw that. So Andy and I are going to censor ourselves by using UK
profanity. Good times. I'll be looking forward
from
to
now
that.
On the show.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Don't worry, we'll be directing them a lot at you, my friend.
I'm sure you will.
Because you're a bugger.
But I do have
an old bugger.
I do have a Patriots-related story from my Vegas trip.
This was somewhat interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I told Andy this. On the way back...
I'll be the judge of interest.
I shared a flight on the way back. Came back Sunday morning. You know, by the time we got back, it was late evening. But
that's not the interesting part.
No. Shared a flight with...
Losing interest fast, I'm going to be honest.
With a PFW favorite on the team, Rob Ninkovich.
Oh, Ninkum.
Ninko, yes.
Oh, he was there. He wasn't in first class?
It was Southwest, so, you know, there's no first class.
Even worse than being on a plane and not being in first class. He's on Southwest.
No, first class.
No, but I'm in the checkout.
Yeah, it's
line.
A race to get a seat.
You know how there's like A, B, and C?
Yeah.
You ever fly Southwest? And he was the last person...
There's no seat assignments?
No.
They give you groups and you get
they
on.
Give you a
I've never
group.
Flown Southwest.
Yeah, it's all one class and they break them up into groups. So it's like A, B, and C. So
why would you fly like Neanderthals?
It's actually not
with
that
no
bad.
No rhyme or reason.
It's not that bad. You can kind of... It goes by a lot quicker, actually.
No, it's not that bad. But if I were playing in the NFL, I wouldn't be on Southwest.
Yeah, but it's...
Why
I think,
does it go by quicker?
I don't know. Southwest is very efficient compared to some of the other airlines, I got
to
say. I don't know why they do it, but they have the thing down.
Efficiency.
But that doesn't have anything to do with seats.
I think he probably took the flight because it was one of the only direct flights you could get. Because I was looking up direct flights both, you know, going out there and coming back, and the only one I could find was Southwest. So I think that's probably why he did it. Anyway, so he
I
was...
I like stopping in Charlotte. They have a good Krispy Kreme in the airport last time I stopped over there.
I think
there.
They had one in Vegas,
you
too, actually.
You have time to run over, get a Krispy Kreme, and get on your next flight.
So he was the last person in B. I was the first person in C. So we were going down the tarmac, and I'm like, this guy looks a lot like Rob Ninkovich. And there's more I started thinking about. I'm like, he probably is
something
Rob Ninkovich.
No one else on the plane was thinking.
Exactly.
That's what I was
So we're walking down the little runway there to get to the plane, and I'm like, it's Rob, right? And he goes, yeah. Like, kind of like surprised that anybody recognized him
who
at all.
Who wants to know?
Right. So I explained who I was, and he was like, oh. So then, you know, we fast friends after that, and he was explaining how he was there for
It usually goes the other way with you.
Well, you know. So he was there for a bachelor party.
Oh, nice.
He was there.
Can
for
we
the hangover
Rob
weekend
on the show? Because
exactly.
I bet you he's got stories.
We do have OTAs coming up shortly, so maybe we can get him on the show, and we'll see if we can get that story.
But it was hilarious because he says,
because this architecture story is really not cutting it for me from Vegas. Saw all the sights. And that's not really what I'm interested in.
So I didn't miss anything when
see
I went
any
to get
boobs?
Food.
No.
Pay for any?
Here's a drink for you, Andy.
No. They don't pay for that kind of stuff.
You don't get that kind of stuff whether you pay or not.
Right. But I'm not going to pay for it.
And there's also no touching in the champagne room.
So we've heard. But he was, he sounds like he had a good weekend. Because he was complaining about how
tired
he was.
Yeah. Somebody on that flight did.
He's complaining about how tired he was. And I'm like, oh, you know, you got the whole flight to sleep. And then he ended up sitting on a window seat in the same row on the other aisle from me.
As far away from you as he could.
Yeah. And he was started talking to the people sitting next to him, and I could overhear him because he was just talking about how tired he was. Then the stewardess comes by, the flight attendant, whatever you're supposed to call them these days, and
the
she's asking what people want, what people want to drink.
Toots.
And he starts talking
sweet
to her about how tired he was. And I'm thinking, I look over, and I'm like, buddy, we got 5 hours to go here. You can sleep the whole way. But it was funny. He's a nice guy, very nice guy. We've always liked Rob Ninkovich. And
very nice guy. So you didn't ask him for any of the tales of debauchery?
Well, we started to, but then
he wasn't interested.
Then he was tired.
Then he was tired, so.
Plus he hated you.
Right. So anyway, Andy, it was nice to be away from here for a few days.
You just reminded me, Andy, we received a nice presents for everybody, T-shirts from Phil in Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Phil,
very much. Eric was a little upset and offended, but Andy and I were very much appreciative and wanted to send out our thank yous for that. Mm-hmm. Fred has not seen his
yet.
Let's explain why,
Paul.
Doc, there's one for you, too.
Because you're
a
miserable, pompous, no-fun human being.
What happened?
Phil in Nova Scotia sent me a T-shirt.
I am not going to wear a shirt that has the word cock on it. I'm sorry. Even though there's a rooster pictured, I'm not going to wear a shirt that has that on there.
I don't think you can
I'm sorry.
That.
It says it on the shirt. You want me to wear the shirt? You have no problem with me wearing the shirt. Why can't I talk about what's on the shirt if it's not that bad?
You just said a bad word.
I explained what was on the shirt.
There's shirts with F-U-C and another letter on them. I can't say it.
I think those are
But they're not even in that right order for that
word.
Yeah,
exactly. They're like F-K-U-C or whatever. Isn't it something like that?
F-U. You bugger.
Something like that. Oh, sod off.
I just think it's typical you. God forbid you do your landscaping with the T-shirt that the guy gave you.
I gave my cock shirt to a female.
Yeah, speaking of landscaping, I finally had mine.
Isn't that sexual harassment?
I think this is the worst show ever.
Mora was very happy to receive the shirt. So it's not going to waste. But I'm sorry, Phil. I can't wear a shirt with that kind of language on it. Mora, on the other hand, was more than happy to.
It's true.
So it didn't go to waste. All right.
We should point out that the shirt actually said cock of the walk.
Right.
Which is not a dirty
not
word at all.
Anyway.
That's not the same
cocksure.
No, but it's the intention that Phil had.
Mike Vrabel in the Patriots locker room was the cock of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
He walked around like he owned the place. I liked him. Most didn't. But that's the way it was with him. There's nothing dirty about that.
No, but we know what Phil was getting at.
What?
Well, the shirts are double entendres. That's what
of course.
They are.
Right.
Plus, you walk around like you're
Eric
the cock of the walk.
Here.
That's what he was getting at.
Mm. Maybe. I'll see if I can steal it back from Mora.
No, no, don't. I'd rather Mora wear it.
No.
Somebody who will actually appreciate and enjoy it, like I will mine and Paul will his. I enjoy that our listeners send us gifts, think of us, care enough. That's why
I've
like
seen
us.
You wear that jacket that came from Bill and Vale.
Yeah, because it has nothing offensive on it. It's a great
offensive
jacket.
When you wear it, though.
You're offensive, you bugger. The aforementioned Tracy in Vegas
what a comeback.
Writes in, Eric, it's okay, maybe next time. Andy, you went to the wrong places. I don't think you've ever been to Vegas, have you?
Yes, we've already talked about it. I didn't like it, you idiot.
I thought you just didn't like the idea of it. Anyway, next time.
The idea of you being on this show and
getting
it down.
Get a local to show you around. Paul, there's
you offering up your services?
I think she gets to that later. Just be patient. Don't get excited prematurely, as you are wont
to
do.
I don't have that problem.
Paul,
sure you do after years of no use.
Paul,
can I find out her advice from me, please?
Stop yeah, we're
eating.
Talking about Paul now. We
put
need
the
to
sub down and step away from the table.
Need to be quiet, Andy. We're talking about Paul here. There's so much more to do than just gambling.
Barilo.
Restaurants, shows, pools, hiking, anything you want, you can find it here. Well, clearly he's not going to hike. I mean,
no,
that's obvious.
Tracy, I really liked Vegas. I enjoyed it. I wasn't there very long, though. I didn't get a chance. I was in L.A. for a long time. and we kind of made a quick pit stop. A couple of friends.
It's a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 hours, I think.
And
not as long as he drives for Northeastern basketball.
No, good point. And for all of us, she says, if any of you come to Vegas, I'd be happy to suggest places to go and things to do. It's the Stratosphere Hotel and Casino. It does suck.
Oh, yeah.
That's her
postscript. The food wasn't even great, and I think it was like a $300 dinner.
Really?
Oh, boy, did I get anally reamed on that one.
I got to figure out.
Plus, I'm scared of heights. So I wasn't even comfortable the whole day.
So you didn't ride the...
It was closed because it was too windy. We went up there, and it was frickin' windy.
And you didn't do the bungee jumping, obviously. That was probably closed, too. Because you can bungee jump off of that
Open
thing.
Or closed was
Are
irrelevant.
You high?
Deidre was going to do it.
Yeah, but not you.
No, no.
No
way.
You don't even want...
Now that time I suppressed an F-bomb.
You have a hard time walking up the stairs.
Oh, but the issue is that I just... too many people, too...
Well, it's always going to be
and
like
I think
that.
I'm a nature
See, I
guy.
I liked Vegas.
Things that are natural, not like all the man-made things.
There's
some things
you like.
I'm totally
the
opposite.
There are some things.
Agree with Eric.
Okay, good. But I think I'd rather have the real.
Of course.
Thank you. Bags of sand, Eric.
Water balloons.
I enjoyed Vegas, Tracy. You don't have to sell the city for me.
No.
I liked it.
I did,
but
too.
And the reason I like it is I'm a big gambler.
Next time I'll make it up to you tenfold. I promise.
Brad. Don't write a check you can't cash.
Oh, I'll cash it, all right. Brad's on the phone. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Talk of the Walk is a restaurant.
Yeah, that too. Where?
So, that's probably where the T-shirt came from.
No, it was a whole line. It was like, what was it? Farm Boy
something?
Products? Farm something?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a whole line of clothing.
Yeah, eons ago, a bank sent me down to Tennessee for some training, and in Nashville, they had a Cock of the Walk restaurant. So
Eric wouldn't be able to eat there because it would offend him.
Hey, come on now.
No, the restaurant doesn't
Somewhat
offend
ironic,
me.
Too.
The fact that the guy sent it to me offended me. But it's Phil in Nova Scotia. I know he's cool.
Anyway. He is. You're not.
So, football news of the week, guys.
John Springs.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I had him on my 53 roster there that I called you guys about a couple weeks ago. So
I had him on mine as well.
I think we all did. But it's the same story as Adalys Thomas. Had he been cut in February, it would have been zero surprise for me. The fact that it took a while to get cut surprised me.
Well, I feel we cut Adalys way too soon. I would have hung on to him about July 15 and then cut him just to make sure that it would have killed any other team that tried to pick him up.
Yeah, it might have killed your team when he was a malcontent.
Well, yeah, but July, come on. You're in the middle of two-a-days or beginning two-a-days. Nobody's really going to care if he's gone by then. But well, now you're giving teams too much time to redo their caps. And
although no one's interested in
no
him.
No one's interested in him. It
but,
doesn't really
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, the reports of his knee, I mean, obviously that
played. Are you talking about Adalys Thomas or Springs?
No, I'm talking about Springs. And I'm going back to Springs for a second.
Yeah,
because
nothing to do with this, in my opinion.
You don't think so?
Not a thing.
So you think
if
he was perfectly healthy?
Didn't we know his knee was hurting him all last year and we kept him on the team all year?
Well, yeah. He had surgery in the offseason. And as he, I think, accurately pointed out, because Andy and I had already talked about it, he had a quote saying, I had offseason knee surgery. Anybody that did would fail a physical. And
yeah,
Andy brought
that.
Up a great point. Do you think right now, today, Wes Welker would pass a physical?
I don't think so.
Right, and they didn't cut him, so
I guess
the
number is somewhere around 20 players wouldn't pass a physical today.
And to me, the fact that you didn't cut him because of his knee injury means the failed physical has nothing to do with it.
Clearly,
well,
Bill wanted to get young.
Plus, he had arthroscopic surgery.
That we might have been a little short-sighted on. Would he have been able to be a serviceable backup at safety where speed isn't quite as top end as needing to be on a corner? I think so. I think he was going the way of Ty Law. As much as I like Ty, when the wheels start to slow down, guys start to run by you, you start to grab a lot more. You know,
I do think that he offered you
shift as a backup to, say, Brandon Merriweather with a lot better pair of hands than Merriweather has.
Yeah, I think he offered you an option for a guy who could play corner and safety. I think he played some safety last year. I think we saw him in certain situations and sub packages as one of those extra guys. And I also think he played reasonably well, especially late. I think his coverage was pretty good. I thought he had one game that he really struggled, and that was at Denver. And I think the whole secondary really struggled that day. Kyle Orton had about 40 completions, if I recall.
I think 38 of them were in the second half.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that was a bad day for everyone, and Springs and Bodden certainly took the brunt of the heat for that. Bodden got benched the next week and didn't start, and Springs actually had a string of inactives coming out of that. Now, maybe that was due to the knee more than we thought at the time, but they seemed to take the most of the heat for that. I think Springs was a guy I would feel more comfortable having Sean Springs on the field as a third or fourth defensive back right now than Jonathan Wilhite or Terrence Wheatley.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, clearly Bill wanted to let those young guys play and figure out what he has with those guys. Not a dumb, you know, an outrageous premise. I have four or five young defensive backs, year three or less, and he wants to see what they can do without a veteran.
It's risky, can't make though. The year two or three jump if Sean Springs is in the way. I think he was cut for locker room reasons, personally. Everything
you
I
really?
Saw, I do. I think he poo-pooed it and told me he's a great character guy. I think guys who tell me they're great character guys usually aren't great character guys because I think
that's
great
why
character.
They tell you they're
great character guys. I rarely have to hear the guy himself tell me how great he is.
Yeah, I think that might have been part of it, but I think you would cut him a lot quicker if that was the reason.
Yeah. Well, I think they were trying to hedge their bets a little bit, see what they got in the draft.
Yeah, if they hadn't drafted McCourty, maybe they say I don't love him in the locker room, but I kind of need.
But he's good enough in both areas that he's worth keeping.
Well, the problem I have now is I can't see Arrington making the field as even a dime cornerback. So are we hoping to, snatch somebody in the cuts as they come along? Because we certainly don't have anybody else on the team.
Well, we don't really know a whole lot about what Arrington can do. I mean, aside from his special teams ability, we know what he can do there. But he's still a young player. I think he's got a little bit of room.
They still have four cornerbacks. They have Bodden.
Right.
I would give him about two and a half.
McCourty.
Bodden, Butler, McCourty, Wilhite, and Wheatley. Five cornerbacks.
Yeah,
before you get anywhere near Kyle Arrington.
Equal about three quarters of a cornerback.
Who?
Wheatley.
Is what?
Is only about three quarters of a cornerback.
Oh. But wait a minute. I think that Terrence Wheatley has been a huge disappointment in his two seasons, but he is a cornerback. Kyle Arrington's not. Kyle Arrington's a special teams player.
Yeah, but they've enlisted as a cornerback.
He's a defensive back, but he has never played one down of defense. I mean, at least Terrence Wheatley has been on, he's been on the field as a cornerback. Yeah.
Everybody around here last year was saying how well he was playing when he got hurt against the Colts 2 years ago.
Right.
Fans have turned on him big time in a year because they mischaracterized him as playing well and making plays when he got on the field his rookie year, and now they're saying he's never done anything and never going to see an NFL field. I mean, now he's being treated as Sean Crable.
He had to.
Reality's in the middle somewhere.
He had to be the happiest guy to hear the news, though, about Sean Springs.
I think so.
Well, I
still say I'd take Crable over Wheatley.
Why?
I think there's greater potential with Crable than there is seeing how Wheatley is. To me, he's a subpar Ellis Hobbs.
So you have more hope because you haven't seen.
Right.
You just said Wheatley
right.
hasn't seen the field.
Than it is to have a negative.
But you've proved you think you said he hasn't seen the field, but you've seen enough to prove that you don't want him, and you're basing it on potential now for Crable, and Wheatley was drafted ahead of him. So theoretically, in Bill Belichick's eyes, he had more potential to start with.
But you admitted he's been a disappointment.
Who?
Wheatley.
No, I didn't. I said
fans
mischaracterized him as an elite playmaker when he got hurt. Like, he was making plays. He was just a guy that was getting on the field as a rookie.
I said Wheatley has been a disappointment, but if we're going to compare Wheatley and Crable, I would say Crable's been an utter disaster. Disappointment doesn't even begin to tell the story about Crable. He can't even get on the field.
And even when he practices, he doesn't look good. I've never seen him look good.
Well, this year I think he's got to show it. I think they both have to show. I think they've got to blow the doors off of the world, both of them, in order to make the team.
I think it's a make or break year for both guys.
I don't think Wheatley can make one or two plays here and there in training camp, and just because Springs is gone, think he's got lock on the team.
Well, I don't think lock, but I think both of them, if they're healthy and make a couple plays, can easily make the team.
Well,
just because there's
he can't go on the practice squad, can he?
No.
because he's played enough games that he can't go on the practice squad.
And I don't think he would go on the practice squad. I mean, he's a second-round pick.
And I don't know about Crable. I mean, obviously he can because he's never made the real team.
No, he can't.
Oh, because he's a third-year player.
And on IR.
Right. No, but I meant, could he start this year on the practice squad?
I don't believe so, no.
I would have to check that. I don't believe either one of those guys would have eligibility.
I don't
think so because they're both third-year players.
Well, but they've been third-year players on the active roster for the 2 years.
Right.
If they were just practice squad guys, or if Wheatley got cut last year and he's trying to make the team again for, you know, and he's entering his third year or whatever, that's different. But he was on the active roster for both years, as was, you know, IR is considered an accrued season for Sean Crable.
Yeah, I don't think he has his eligibility.
I think the worst part for us is I truly think one of them will make the team. And that means somebody's got to be really impressed.
There's a good chance both of them make the team just from a numbers standpoint.
Yeah, I think if they're both healthy and they make a couple plays, they're going to make the team.
They're going to make the team, yeah.
Because
yeah,
they were such huge investments. So
but I do agree with you wholeheartedly needs. That I think it's a huge year for both of those guys. And Wheatley was quoted as saying that last week. I think Mike Reese caught up with him a little bit.
No more free year.
Yeah, I've used up my free, you know, my free passes or whatever. This is a big time for third year guys. Chad Jackson was in the same spot a couple years ago. We all thought it all year, and before you knew it, he was gone.
And so, Richardson was the same way 2 years ago.
Well, but we're talking about high draft picks.
Yeah, Richardson was
a sixth round
pick who wasn't really thought much of at all.
His college coach didn't think he had the skills to play in the NFL.
But if you're not doing anything by 2 years in the league, you know, entering your third year, it's time to go in another direction, as they like to say.
I got one final question for you guys today.
All right, Brad.
McKenzie. Yep. I do not see his quotes as being arrogant. I see them as somebody that is dying to get on the field to prove himself. How do you feel about that?
I think he's very confident. I didn't see
cocksure.
Where was he? Was he characterized as being
he is
arrogant?
The cock of the walk.
What
was he characterized by being
that he
arrogant?
Had the last couple of days in the paper.
Right.
You could take them to
very
see,
confident.
Yes, you could take them.
I'm
way.
The man.
Very confident. Yeah.
I'm going to be there every week. I mean, I'm going to be the one that people are talking about.
It was borderline, though. I mean, he said, "I'll give you guys stuff to write about or whatever." I mean, that's
but
pretty close to being arrogant.
Said,
I called him confident.
Really
I think that's a better word.
I lost my first year due to a freak accident. I am going to come back and show people why I was drafted.
Right. Yeah, he's got it. I have no problem with
no.
what he said.
He has a legitimate chip on his shoulder from what happened to him last year, the unfortunate accident in a non-contact drill.
Also, I'm sure from a very difficult life. I mean,
when he thought he had made it, he didn't make it.
He's had a lot of adversity to overcome, probably far more so than most 24 year olds.
Right.
Have had to endure. So I think that's probably sort of ingrained in him at this point, that chip on his shoulder and in his willingness to prove people wrong, even when there's no one really doubting him. That's the motivation that they acquire. He probably
the
looks
exact at, opposite. Everybody thinks he's going to be like a stud.
Right. Right. He probably looks at himself, third round pick, I should have been higher than that.
Right.
No, and I'm saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying also, I think it's great.
Well,
I think we need 51 other guys to have that same kind of attitude. That, you know what, it's been a long time since we made the Super Bowl and won it. Let's not rest on ourselves. Let's get out there and kick butt every single week.
Yeah. I think how good it is that he said that stuff or that he thinks like that, I'll let you know when I see him play. Because if he can't play, that's just a lot of bluster.
Right. All right.
Chad Jackson.
All right,
Brad Jackson talked a great game.
It's everybody's. Kenyatta Jones had sky's the limit if he puts it all together. Well, he threw hot water on his assistant and was out of town. Sky wasn't the limit.
Yeah.
He used to say that all the time. I mean, they all think sky's the limit. If I do this, Antoine Womack was a caged gorilla when he came off IR or whatever. Well, you know what? The gorilla got cut.
Thomas writes in, wants to know about the situation regarding Taylor Price. In today's clips, we saw that he's not going to be available for OTAs, rookie wide receiver, third-round pick. Can you explain the restriction keeping Taylor Price from participating in OTAs? Something about a quarter system, but never really explained what that meant. I heard Toby Gerhart is in the same situation.
His school finishes late.
You can't come until after your graduation.
Right.
And
after
guys get screwed by it.
After rookie minicamp, all, you know, all the rookies are allowed to go to that, and then they have either about 2 weeks or after their graduating classes had their ceremony, whichever is later. And in his case, it's pretty late.
It might sound silly, but it was a well-intentioned rule that really is somewhat obsolete at this stage. It was meant to encourage or do everything they could to ensure that a senior would finish out his degree, and continue. You know, there's no sense of playing for 3.5 years of college football and getting to your second semester of your senior year and saying, okay, now I'm drafted, I'm going to go and do my pro football stuff now and leave, you know, a handful of credits shy of a degree. It's meant to try to encourage these guys to stay in school. I don't think it really does that anymore. I think the guys that get affected by it, more, you know, probably more likely aren't at school. They've either already graduated because of summer courses and stuff like that to make sure they don't get in this position, or they don't really have any intentions of graduating in some cases, and Taylor Price is going to get affected by that. I don't know where he is right now, but my guess is here. My guess is he's in Foxborough and just won't be able to participate in that camp. Mm-hmm. So really, the rule doesn't do anything for most of these guys.
Right. excuse me. Phil in Salt Lake City. Hi, guys. Loving the show, as always. Noticed on Pro Football Talk this morning that the Seahawks have 15 receivers on their roster.
Wow. And are sniffing T.O.
Really? If
Can you imagine how much he'll walk all over Pete Carroll?
Oh, it's my quarterback.
Ridiculous. Woo! If Branch gets released, do we have any interest in signing him? Would there be a place for him maybe in planning for a mossless 2011?
Well, I think there'd be a place for him planning for a productive 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom Brady and Bill Belichick would bring him back in a heartbeat. I mean, if we're going to revisit the glory days with David Patton, why wouldn't we try to revisit the glory days with a younger Deion Branch? I just think it's a layup that they would be interested in now, whether they would be the only team, would they sign him? I don't know, but
I think we've been saying all offseason we wouldn't mind getting him back here, especially since there seems to be, you know, a willingness by the Seahawks to part ways with him. They keep at, you know, like you said, they're interested in some other guys. They have,
but there's
13 other
there's
players
no reason
on the
not
roster.
To.
14
was,
other.
I think all the
how many receivers do the Patriots have in their roster?
Akram, I have no idea.
I don't think they have 15.
11, 12,
maybe. Couldn't tell you.
Well, maybe it's maybe it's probably in double digits, but I don't know if it's.
I mean,
15.
I read the list of those guys; they're all stiffs on the Seahawks.
I mean, Moss,
Welker, Edelman,
Price,
Aiken,
Taken.
Yeah, that's six.
Holt,
Patton,
Farnum,
Slater.
That's nine.
Is he a safety or a wide receiver?
I consider him more safety.
Well, I'm just asking what he's listed at because that's what whoever wrote the story
all the time.
Would.
Hmm. Well, they nine
eight,
or ten,
so double
around
figures.
There. Yeah, it's more than eight, sure. Bill. Stop chiming in back there. You don't even know how many receivers you got on your own roster. Mike in Puerto Rico joining us on the phone. What's up, Michael?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing over there?
All
great.
Right.
What's up with Ted?
He's doing
busy.
A shoot of some sort.
Yeah. He's got a lot of stuff to do.
Maybe he's shooting a turkey.
Fully clothed, I hope.
What's that?
Fully clothed, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's always better when Fred has clothes on.
Okay, cool.
So what's up?
I'm as you know, I'm a little behind on the podcast, and I was listening to some of the conversations that you guys had before regarding the cap and its effect on building a team nowadays, and that you keep asking Fred for a list about teams that are in cap hell or stuff like that.
Yep.
Any progress on that?
No, and he will never provide it because it doesn't exist.
Let's just put it this way.
Well, the list is long but distinguished.
We actually asked a member of the organization if he could sort of give us an example of a team in the last 5 years that has gotten itself in cap hell, and he couldn't. And this is a guy who's somewhat involved in that process. So, and I think he actually echoed Andy and I's argument in terms of that cutoff being really the halfway point of this decade when the cap made an enormous jump from 1 year to the next, and it really hasn't been an issue in terms of preventing people from re-signing and dealing in those terms.
So my question to you guys is, because I keep hearing Fred's argument is that it worked in 2007 when they went out and got Adelius Thomas, they got Moss, Welker and all those guys, and it worked. They splurged. But I kept hearing about it, and I kept hearing his argument, and I thought it was incomplete, up to a sense that it worked in 2007 because the talent was available. I mean, you just don't sign free agents that don't necessarily meet or fit your team. So maybe it didn't work in 2008 because the free agents that were available at that time, I mean, they wouldn't contribute to the team as it was.
Asante Samuel?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we were talking about Asante Samuel.
Okay, but that particular, I understand completely to that point. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that, as far as I've been a Patriot, following the Patriots, that and the Curtis Martin, but I think the Curtis Martin was because of the poison pill thing and all that stuff, so it really wasn't the Patriots' fault. But as far as Asante Samuel, that's the only prime example of somebody that we let go for economical reasons that came back and bit us in the behind. So I'm looking forward, but I'm also trying to analyze, what are the marquee teams in the NFL right now? The Patriots?
Colts?
Marquee teams in the NFL Steelers? Right now?
Saints?
Yeah. I would say the Colts, the Chargers, the Saints,
Steelers.
I don't know if I would put the Steelers in there right now with the whole Ben situation.
Oh, if we're going to go specifics, then I don't put the Patriots in there.
I didn't. I just said the teams right now, I certainly wouldn't put the Patriots in that marquee category.
I think it's
let me correct that.
Window.
Not,
I mean, when someone like, I mean, if you're going to talk big picture, then yeah, the Patriots are a marquee team.
Because I got to tell you, if we're doing a small window, there's a chance I don't put the Saints in there. Because I think there's as equal a chance they don't make the playoffs as they go to the Super Bowl.
Based on talent, you think they're just going to take a step back?
Talent
and live, fortune, be fat and happy.
Fortune, everything. I think kind of all of it. Because I don't think they're good enough to breeze through anything.
I think based on talent, you can make an argument
Pardon
that
the
they're
pun.
Better. But I wholeheartedly agree with you in terms of
I don't see Darren Sharper picking off nine passes and carrying their defense through games.
Yeah, their defense has improved.
Maybe.
But I kind of agree with you in terms – I think their division's better. I think Atlanta is a decent team. I think Carolina's a decent team. I think that's going to be a tough division to just sort of pencil in, five or six wins for the way – the good teams can usually do. I think it changes so much in the NFL. Chances are there's going to be a really, really good team from this year that's not really good next year. That's just the way it always works.
I'd like to rephrase the question. I mean, not this year. Let me go back and say within the last 5 years and to include the Super Bowl champions. We're talking, at least in my opinion, Steelers, Colts, Patriots, Chargers,
Eagles.
Saints.
I wouldn't put the Saints in there. I put the Eagles in there, though.
Okay, but I'm putting the Saints because they won last year. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just
Then the Giants have to be in there if you're going to just
include
Super Bowl
and I wouldn't
champs.
Put the Giants in there
I
either.
Put them in there.
And I wouldn't put Seattle in there who went to a Super Bowl. I would put the teams that were consistently good over that stretch, consistently at the top. I would agree with your list, Mike.
Can't put Arizona in there.
Pittsburgh, Patriots, Indy, San Diego, Philly.
Look at those teams and start using your logic about big spending free agents. None of those teams spend big money.
Where is my logic? What
agents.
Is my logic about big spending free agents?
Not your logic, because we know how quickly you turn from zero to hot. So it's not your logic.
No. But you're saying,
Michael.
Go get him, Mike.
Here's
what we're trying to get to, Michael. You said that you were behind on some podcasts. And that was an argument that we had quite a while ago, and a lot of listeners might not understand what the argument was. And I think you're characterizing the argument that Andy and I were advocating the answer to NFL glory is to sign big money free agents. That's what it sounds like you're painting Andy and I as to be saying we were arguing with Fred for the big money free agents and Fred was arguing against. That's a very simplistic summation of that argument and it really is not accurate in any way, shape or form. I'm not trying to get hot with you or anything like that, even though you did call me out for saying that I didn't think the Patriots were going to be a Super Bowl contender, and then they lost by 30 points in the first playoff game at home, and we didn't hear from you again for 3 months.
It's called the
Wait a sec. In Mike's defense.
We're not all media whores, This
is getting ugly.
Listen, you can call me all the names you want, but I'm not the one that called you out. You called me out.
I'm messing with you. I'm messing you, Paul. But just look at the list
again,
that we're talking about.
You're really
Giants,
not, though.
Paul's
the Giants,
mad.
The Eagles, the Steelers, the Colts, the Chargers, the Saints. These are people that generally don't make big splashes in free agency.
Well, they sort of do because a lot of those, they re-sign all their big-name players.
Yeah, the Colts.
And Asante Samuel, the Patriots chose not
to. Pittsburgh has doled out really big money to re-sign their quarterback, their linebackers, you know, and they've done a really nice job of identifying who they can afford to let go and who they can not afford to do that. And Indianapolis has been over the top. Throwing out big money to re-sign their own.
And by
the
way,
they don't do it in free agency to acquire others. They spend big money. And I think the Patriots, by the way,
had that
have
kind
done
of
that this
year. Exactly.
They've had an Indianapolis offseason this season. They've spent big money. They spent $80 million to re-sign their own guys.
I would include Wilfork in that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what
I'm saying. If you call it Indianapolis-like, I think they've done the perfect job of knowing who they need to re-sign and knowing who are letting go.
And
I'm not sure re-signing Tully Bantakane and Lee Bodden falls under the Indy.
But
I think it falls under,
we're mediocre
with these guys. If we lose them, we'll suck.
I would rather spend big money to re-sign my own guys than go out and...
Elite guys.
Yeah.
But I would have signed Deion Branch and Asante Samuel. I think the Colts would have, using their formula.
I think so, too.
Because Deion Branch, by the way, is another name I'd add. Which guy did you let go that burnt you in the butt? That guy. Because I don't think you lose that title game. That title game may not be in Indianapolis if Deion Branch is on your team. So that bit you in the butt. And you know who else realized
that?
Tom Brady, when he sulked for the next 6 months and made Bill go out and get Wes Welker and
Randy Moss and Dante Stallworth and Kelly Washington and Kyle Brady.
Right.
But to make my point, and then I want to do one of those games that Paul loves. But
I do like those,
Mike.
Thank you.
Have you made up now? I love Paul.
No, I'm talking to Paul.
I know you love Paul. I'm not sure the feeling's mutual.
Mike, don't listen to the guy who is too pompous to wear a Cock of the Walk t-shirt.
Yeah. He's not the walk. He's just the...
Proceed with your game. Anytime you get to the game portion of the program, I get really excited.
Let's finish this up. We've got a lot of other emails to get to.
Go, Mike.
Okay. The game. Who's going to contribute more next year? Edelman or Holt?
Holt. Edelman.
Holt.
Two Holts and an Edelman. The law firm.
Will Height or McCourty?
McCourty.
McCourty.
McCourty. I agree.
Wow. That bad of an opinion on Will Height?
No, I actually kind of like
McCourty. I kind of like McCourty.
Yeah. It's not an indictment
on
Will
Height. Maybe we are negative. He immediately thought that we were taking a shot at the guy that we didn't pick.
That's what we do.
Although, that would be accurate. I don't think a lot of them Will Height.
What else you got, Mike?
Cunningham or Crable?
Cunningham.
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 Tate or Price?
Oh,
Tate.
Tough one.
That's a great one.
I'll go with Tate as well.
T. Price, baby.
I'll go with Tate.
T. Rowe Price.
Quarterhouse.
Okay. See what you did there.
And last one, McKenzie or Spikes?
That's who ended with two good ones.
That's a great one. Spikes.
McKenzie.
I'm going to go McKenzie. But that's
Fred
a great
thinks
one.
They're both going to start.
Yeah, Fred thinks, Fred thinks Mayo's going to be looking for
Yeah, who was that guy that won the Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago?
That is a really, really good one. McKenzie,
that's a great one.
Spikes,
good one. Good one to end on, Mike.
So out of the big guys, I'm talking about McKenzie, Guyton, and what's the other one? And Mayo. Who's more suited to make a move to the outside, if any of them?
None of them. They're all inside guys.
Guyton because of his speed?
No.
I think most suited. I think you're right. Guyton
squish like bug.
I think Guyton's the closest in terms of stature and speed, but I didn't like what little I saw of that back in 2008.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, he's 6'3". He's Guyton's 6'3", and he certainly runs well enough to play in space. So I think
there's a chance though that we would have to play that Chad Brown clip from a couple of years ago with that hockey league.
If a man was simply overpowered.
Yeah. Too many times if Guyton was on the outside.
I'm just going to be careful. I don't want Paul to go 0-0 on me.
The play was not a hold.
Yeah, I know.
The defender was just overpowered.
All right, 508.
That is the greatest explanation in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Better than giving him the business?
Oh.
From Ben Dreyf?
This is by far the best explanation ever.
Yeah.
Does it have any foothold anywhere else or just here?
Do you think Chad Brown immediately turned around and said, hey,
no,
that was uncalled for?
Yeah. He said, how do I file those retirement papers?
And he's not going to give any lip to Ed Hockley because Hockley is bigger than him, I think.
By the way.
Talk about overpowered. He would get overpowered by Hockley.
By the ref.
All you idiots who called me out on the PFW in Progress blog, and it might only be one guy, so it could be one idiot.
You responded to 800 of them, though.
Good job.
No. PFW in Progress, not PFW.
Oh.
We got a lot of blogs, a lot of sites. You got to keep them all in order.
Media
when
whores.
I was...
I'm the media whore.
Tooting my own horn about my... history of correctly predicting sports frauds with Tiger Woods and these guys.
I love how he pats himself on the back.
He's such a Cassandra.
He has these irrational, like, hatreds, and he just said, I was right.
Lance Armstrong. Funny. He's once again defending himself as another person says he cheated. And don't give me the Floyd Landis is dirty thing so he doesn't know a cheater. Jose Canseco was as dirty as they come and pinpointed every cheater on the...
I just said, you know, in regards to that, though, it's another one of those... I've never seen a sport so vehemently defend one particular individual
well,
in the way that that sport
cycling is
it's not just a sport, in my opinion. There's a major American corporation that has its hand in that.
Oh, I see.
Corporation may have put out little armbands in ties with Armstrong.
I understand that, but I'm just talking about the defending of their own. Like, I don't think there can be even a doubt that he's dirty.
There isn't.
And
only in one guy's mind who posted it on PFWProgress.com. Mm-hmm.
The fact that they continue to go down with that ship is amazing.
Did you read the Landis stuff, though? He claims.
Because you know what? I find
he cheated the whole time and was actually off it when he got caught. And he still claims it was a bad test.
Which is why he was so upset about it?
Yeah, but
that if you're going to get caught, you might as well get caught.
Son of a bitch.
Caught doing it. I think that was his thing. Well, this time I really did
cheat. I was really trying to be good.
But it sounds like he was on the verge of, like, suicide and, like, just is sick of fighting, living a lie. Mm-hmm. Supposedly he, like, called his mother or grandmother first to tell them and then sent out emails to these agencies admitting it, called ESPN, said he wanted to kind of come clean.
All right, 508-543-7482, the phone number, web radio.
ESPN put it out there.
At patriots.com is the email address. We'll get to more of your phone calls and emails after this break.
BFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
The 75th NFL Draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 Draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Patriots, PFW in progress.
Back on PFW in progress, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. No Fred Kirsch today, or not yet anyway. He's busy doing something. You want to turn your mic on there, fella?
We won't see it.
Doing your best Fred Kirsch imitation over there?
You're bugger. You're doing your worst Fred Kirsch imitation.
You little bugger.
No, being an entertaining host.
Hey, that was good. Yeah. You got to give him that one.
I'll give him that one.
It didn't even have any, you know, boobies in it or anything like that. Good, solid fun.
Before we get back to the phones, we got an email. We were talking about British sitcoms
before.
We have
more callers?
Yeah.
Record callers. People really don't want to hear you talk. They figure,
no,
well,
that's
calls.
Because Fred has the phone lines are open. Fred has made sure everybody
that's
knows.
True. Brian from Aspen.
Eric actually gets to the calls and doesn't leave them online for 25
Thank you,
minutes.
Doctor. Brian from Aspen, BBC sitcom, since you're talking about everything else. Eric, have you seen The IT Crowd? No, I haven't. As the Brits would say, it's brilliant. It only ran two seasons, and it took them a little while to gain their footing, but the second season in particular is hilarious. You
should they were
check.
Only on the air for 2 years, and it took them a while to get their footing?
Bro, that's how British sitcoms typically are. They only run for like 1 or 2 years,
no,
and
but
then
it
they
sounds
call
like,
it quits.
What's a season, 20 episodes or something?
But not in the UK. It's a lot shorter.
Oh, so great. It sounds like there were like 20 of the show total, and the first 10 weren't all that good, but yeah. The final 10 of the series were pretty good.
The seasons
are very short.
Short?
Very short, yeah. They're only like...
See, I would have figured they were
half
longer.
Dozen to a dozen episodes at most.
But their shows do really well
they
over here.
They do really well.
You want me to call over to my contacts at the BBC, some of the guys I've worked with over there,
well,
and find out?
Only,
your contacts.
Only if you can
up.
Contact
the blonde.
You know, the little blonde chippy.
A nice one. Brian says you should also check out Birds in the Bush. Look this up on Wikipedia, which Doc did for us. One of the AKAs should ring a bell with you. Just kidding. Birds in the Bush, also known as The Virgin Fellas and Strike It Rich.
It would just be fella, but whatever.
All right. Is an Australian-UK comedy series produced in 1972. Going back a little ways.
Australian-UK?
Yeah.
That's the way, that's the way it's listed. The stories in the paper, all those CBS shows, are all like they're all of them. All of them are done. It's unbelievable.
Like?
Just shows you probably wouldn't even have heard of, but... Oh. It's amazing to me how fast they pull the plug on shows now.
We got no patience. We live in a society where everything has to be
our
instant.
Boy Charlie Sheen, we're talking about how much $2 million an episode he's making.
Man. So 40
wow.
million a year.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Although they might have to shorten the season for that kind of money. They might not be able to afford it. Like remember I think Friends at the end was like 13 episodes.
Right.
You know, because they were all making $1 million each. You know, the six of them.
They're gonna have to change the name of that show to $2.5 million.
Every once in a while, his timing is impeccable.
I think with Eric talking, he just holds his finger on the button already. It's coming. I have a quick question before we get back into football.
Yeah.
A lot of football talk in the
back
first
into
hour.
Football?
Right. There was a lot of football talk there.
There was a lot of football
you
talk.
You and Mike fighting over who
oh,
knows
shut
what.
Up. Why can't Mike and I have an argument without you?
I have an addition to my lust for the National Floors Direct girl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Potter.
I've already seen two commercials with her.
Yeah, that's how it came up. Show. She's always on.
She does have an abnormally large jaw.
She does. She has like
she's
going to
need it if you know what I mean.
Oh! Why, you and who else
no,
is going to be?
I don't.
Relax.
Who's going to
substitute? I don't cross swords with people.
Who's going to substitute for you? I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
Hotter, her or the Mercury Girl?
Oh, the Mercury Girl.
Kind of like the Mercury
Girl. I like
the
Mercury
Girl
a lot.
Is that the one?
Lot.
That might have been the one I was thinking of. Remember I
I'd actually go with National
Shores
Direct.
No, I'll take the Mercury Girl.
You would take any girl that would give it to you.
Give it to her.
You would take any... Yes, exactly. I just had a bad joke came up with another commercial. Subway commercial just came on. I was going to make a joke about you.
$5 foot long?
Eric got a $5 foot long in Vegas. There's no Subways.
All right, finishing up...
Nothing, I don't even get a
punch. No, that's bad. That's very bad. Brian finishes up with...
I always love the way he says, I was going to say...
Right,
and then
says it. So he actually said it. If Copen, early on, is lost for the season, who replaces him? Where is the depth at this position?
Ornberger and Larson. I think Ornberger.
And Connolly.
And Connolly. Don't forget him.
Yeah,
he filled in
too.
Last year.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, we should point out, in terms of, if we're going to talk about football, there were reports today in the local papers that they had a workout yesterday with Cowboys.
Corey Proctor?
Corey Proctor.
Yeah.
Cowboys backup center. So
I think
maybe,
that'd be a bit of a gamble.
Oh.
Wow.
But I'm...
What are you doing?
But maybe,
I'm looking for a rim shot.
He's looking for a good joke.
That's rim shot.
John in
I
L.A.
The rim shot came for bad jokes.
But maybe.
What does a rim shot get?
That's an indication that Belichick feels like the emailer. That might be an area that's
he's
a little bit concerning.
Maybe.
He was a backup center in Dallas.
I'd rather have Andre Giroud.
John in L.A., long time no talk, bro. What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
How's that show doing?
It's doing well. It's actually, the ratings have been really going up well, which is
well, that's not because of
now,
us.
Now, unlike PFW Progress, does that affect your paycheck if the ratings go up?
I don't know. I hope so.
Do you have an agent?
I do, yeah.
Oh. Does he do media whores?
What do you mean by that exact bite?
No. I mean, is he looking for clients in the low-level sports writing industry?
He is a football fan, so I'll ask.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What do I have to give him, 3%, 5%?
I believe it's 10%.
Now, is that of any 10%? Job he gets me?
It is.
Oh, okay. That's any job he gets me, though, not my current paycheck.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
10%?
I'll give him 10% if he makes me money.
10% of the current paycheck, he may as well work for free, right?
But if he gets me,
I would be working for free.
When's it on?
Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock.
Wednesdays at 10?
Yes.
On USA?
USA Network.
Oh, USA. Okay.
Yep.
Are you, and you're in the credits?
I have been working on the show since episode 4. We just aired episode 8 last night, and my name has not yet been on the credits because a lot of the episodes were already picture locked when I got here, but I did like voiceover that mm-hmm. is put in after that.
Seriously?
However, I have moved up enough that I'm actually writing the season finale.
Nice.
I'm excited about.
Now, what is this show about? Give me a quick synopsis. A Paul Perillo quick. Give me a real quick one.
No, a quick one is that it's witness protection. It's the main character is a woman played by Mary McCormick, and she is in the Marshall Service in charge of protecting witnesses.
Oh. Marshalls. Marshalls are big these days because I've been watching a new show on FX about Marshalls.
Oh, yeah, the guy who always...
Justified.
Justified.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to bring up another show.
No, I don't care.
Pimping yours.
Not at all.
You have some football you want to talk about, too?
I do. Oh, I'm so pleased that Sean Springs is gone. I think he's a douchebag.
Oh.
Can we say that?
Harsh.
Yes, we can say that.
Okay.
You usually
we've
do.
We've said that before.
That's not a good rule on this show, because we've said a lot of things you can't say.
You mean, somebody else used to say it, too.
Are you questioning whether you can say the word or use the word directed at a... Former player.
Oh, well, that's a former good point. Player. Well, I apologize to you guys.
I have no problems that Springs is gone. I think that Bill's idea about wanting to see what the young guys can do are fine. I don't share that opinion of Sean Springs, though. I think he was a good guy.
Well,
yeah, I'm in between.
I just don't like that thing that he did with AD, and I'm happy that both of them are gone, and I hope that they'll start. You guys will start doing a drop-in every now and then. Say sorry, AD.
You got it ready to go, Doc?
I haven't found it yet.
Still working on that, huh? Still working.
Yeah, I'm not totally with you, John, that he was the bad word you used, but I think he was a little bit of a fraudulent nice guy. I think he was a nice guy of convenience, like trying to be smart about it and keep all his avenues open type guy rather than truly a nice guy.
Right. About Ron Brace, you guys feel like you genuinely feel like there's a chance he won't make the 53?
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Andy
he must
thinks
be terrible.
A strong
I mean, he must
chance.
Be terrible otherwise, too, well, though.
While you're pimping your show, I'm going to pimp my blog entry that'll be on the PFW blog later today, my 53-man roster, and it may or may not include Ron Brace.
Wow. Very exciting. It's that's what we call a cliffhanger.
It seemed a bit sarcastic there, that very exciting. Well, you know what? I'm going to tune in on Wednesday night to watch your show.
I know it's a dangerous game when you start doing the roster numbers and the positions and all that stuff. In the past... They have fluctuated at different positions. Last year, I believe, or maybe it was 08, they opened with 6 defensive linemen. And there's a chance that that's all you're going to have is 6. And if you do that, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility to expect Warren, and Wilfork, Lewis, Pryor, and Wright. I mean, I don't see Brace making it over any of those 6 guys.
Well, I will say Bert Breer in the Boston Globe did not have Gerard Warren on his 53.
I was surprised. Very surprised.
That's the one, the one exception would be those two veterans, Lewis and Warren. Yeah. Maybe they just can't play, or maybe they don't know how to play in the 3-4 or whatever. And one or both of those guys goes, and that opens up some room. But
they're both pretty proven commodities.
I agree.
Not stars by any means. But
no, but you know what you're getting from
proven NFL starters.
Yeah. Warren has started everywhere he's been.
Everywhere.
Cleveland, and Denver, Oakland.
Lewis has been better of late, theoretically, his whole fine wine.
Right, getting better with age. He's been healthier.
Yeah, but if Brace is even close to Damian Lewis, they should keep Brace. Just, I mean, if they see any kind of upside, you know,
well,
maybe.
If he was close to Myron Pryor, maybe he would have played last year.
Yeah.
I have my fears, thoughts, whatever, that he is just a colossal bust.
I do, too.
They realize he can't play.
I do, too.
That's a terrible job, then. That's just an absolutely off. Because even when it happened, when he came off the board, a lot of us and the experts and whatever were like, oh, that's a little early. And then don't get cute. Don't do that. I mean, that's a bad pick. Obviously, they cut him after 1 year.
Yeah.
You don't do that in the second round. You do that maybe in the third round. I thought the third round was
they did do it in the third round when they had Kevin O'Connell. Get rid
of him. That's true. Well,
that'll be... Crable, Wheatley, and Brace, if they all have the chance to and get cut, I mean, you're talking about a big chunk of relatively high draft picks.
Yeah.
Did you guys already talk about Crable and that he looked like he's in good shape at the softball game so everyone's excited again?
Yeah, we kind of mocked that on Tuesday.
I'm glad you did.
I think the dude's stacked. I think he's always looked like he's in great shape.
What about his legs? How does the legs
His legs are thin.
Still toothpicks.
Andy's right about that. His legs are thin.
We just saw those toothpicks in person, passed them in the hallway.
You're talking about pythons and bulldogs and all kinds of stuff. Guy over here.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
You are the biggest idiot that's ever walked
so,
this planet.
John, real quick, before we let you go, you're going to be coming out to visit training camp again this year?
I hope so, but I'm here. They're actually flying me down to the set for the shoot in the middle of June.
Look at you.
And then I'm back east after that. So I think in terms of that first camp, aren't they like in early June?
No, I mean training camp.
Oh, training camp. I hope so.
Okay.
It depends if the show gets picked up. If it gets picked up, then I come back out here for a little while in August or September or sometime.
Oh, come on. Be positive. Sounds like it's going to get picked up. Ratings are on the rise.
I think it is.
And it's all because of you.
It's on USA.
I don't think it's because of me, but I think it is going to get picked up.
I mean, how many shows does USA have? They can't cancel them.
I know. Exactly. You're going to put something on the air.
That's right.
All right, John.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the
call.
See
you, John.
See you, John.
That's Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. USA.
USA Network.
What's it called?
In Plain Sight.
There you go. In Plain Sight.
It's actually a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah? You've watched it?
I have.
Have you watched any of his shows?
No.
I'm watching this wiffle ball stuff in the background here. I thought for sure that guy was going to run right into that sign.
Why is wiffle ball on Nesson?
Oh, it's a huge documentary. I was watching this a couple weeks ago. Huge tournaments, these national tournaments. But I love wiffle ball. I love backyard wiffle ball. But when you're playing real like this and you're throwing hard, I don't think that's fun.
I agree.
There's like three hits a game.
It's more fun to lob it in and watch Fred miss it.
Exactly. See how far you can hit it and see how many guys can still not hit it.
I believe there's photo proof of that on pfwinprogress.com.
Oh, yeah, corkscrewing himself.
Party a couple. What's that now? He was screwing. Himself.
Corkscrew. All right. First time, long time emailer. Rodrigo, proud Brazilian in Atlanta. How he describes himself. Hey, guys, and Paul.
Most of the strippers in Atlanta the same.
Last week, Paul quickly commented
Brazilian on... Brazilian, Paul. It's a type of waxing.
Thanks.
On how the Celtics strategized to get physical with Howard because it's the playoffs, but wouldn't spend time or energy to do so during the season. To me, when the game changes, much like overtime in the NFL, it lessens the value. How does the NFL change in the playoffs, if at all, and is it okay? God bless, he ends with.
How does the game change in the NFL,
when it's playoff time?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think it's as big a deal because a couple of reasons. First of all, the NFL regular season is short, so you can't really afford to not play the same way you would in the playoffs because, you know, a loss out of 16 games is a lot more damaging than a loss out of 82 in basketball. But I would say that the desperation, the urgency, stuff like that in a playoff game. You fall behind early in a playoff game, it's a much bigger deal than falling behind early in a regular season game. So I think it's more mental than any physical thing. I think in the playoffs in football, you don't hear people say, hey, it's the playoffs, it's faster, you hear people talk about the desperation and the pressure. So I think it's more mental. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I feel like the pitches these guys are throwing in that wiffle ball thing you're talking about are ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. I watched there's actually a team from New Hampshire, I think, wins the whole thing.
Holy.
Wins the national championship.
You're right. It's by no means fun. But
it doesn't even look fun.
It's like Bugs Bunny pitches.
Plus, I can't imagine that these guys don't have, like, rotator cuff surgery every, like, 6 weeks. Throwing a wiffle ball as hard as you can like that.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I do like the equipment though; it's pretty cool. And like in between,
you gonna get one for Will and TJ?
Absolutely. In between,
absolutely.
In between the commercials, Andy, they go out. You know, obviously these are all, you know, self bought time. You know, so everything is like a website to get this stuff, and it's really cool. All the different
kind of like the ads
strike
we should
zones
have on
and
our
things
show.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. If anybody was actually trying, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Doc, those are your people.
So you people.
I play in a good tournament up in New Hampshire in a guy's backyard. He has, sets up three diamonds in his yard. It's pretty fun.
Really?
But we don't. It's not fast pitch like this. You just hit.
Good summertime activity, no?
Wiffle ball rocks.
Yeah. One of our emailers, Ben from Vermont, via
Dover.
England.
Hey, girl.
Oh, yeah, it's that time.
I haven't seen her in a while. Because when you weren't here, we weren't watching Fox News.
Really?
We actually had sports channels on.
I have three sports channels on the four TVs. Or what's this judge
it's
thing?
Judge
on over here.
Well, that's just on that. For the National Floors Direct commercial.
Oh, okay. Well,
that'll
right.
be coming around the loop any minute.
So Ben from Vermont via England sent in a Star Wars quiz. Playing
yes.
off of the argument that Fred caused the other day.
So I saw the email. I didn't take the quiz. I didn't even open it. I saw the subject line.
I took said quiz. It's on CNN. And it says, let's see. He says.
It says, he says.
I'm expecting Fred to win. I got a score of 862, but I'm not a hardcore fan. Andy, you might not want to do this, but there's a cute presenter that might make it move or even give you a nice dream tonight.
Is there?
What's this now?
On the Star Wars quiz.
There is. There's a hot chick.
There's like a group of people in the beginning, and then once you click through the questions, she goes away. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
I think
you should give it a look.
I can't take
you.
You
have to give it a look.
Assessment.
Can you just read a question or two to see what the quiz is like so I can...
Yeah, I'll click on it here for you. I took it before in the office, though.
Because I don't know really anything about Star Wars.
I got a 1477. I got one wrong out of 15. So you can make fun of me for that now, too, Paul.
No, well,
hey, Bob,
do you think it's
you're
real?
A loser.
Do I think Star Wars is real?
Yes.
No.
Then I don't make
the
fun
Bible?
Of you. I didn't make fun of
it.
I didn't make fun of Fred's enthusiasm for Star Wars. I make fun of the fact that he thinks it's real. And he really does.
He really does think it's
real?
He's
not, like, making jokes and stuff. He thinks it's real. And
your father will.
Actually, there were three cuties on here. Oh, Soledad O'Brien is one of them. She's the CNN anchor.
Yep.
Kieran Chetry, who used to be on Fox, is now on CNN. And Robin Mead from Morning Express, Headline News. Very cute.
Miss Bonnie Ford's a real looker. Oh. She broke the Floyd Landis story. Oh, my God.
There's your girl, Paul. Oh, she went away.
See, you can't. You're the host. Can you focus? Can you do something?
Fred yeah, never focuses when he does this.
Yeah, but he's funny when he's not focusing.
I'm caught up in the wiffle ball tournament now anyway.
Todd from Jackson, Wyoming, continuing the Star Wars talk. Fred, to add to the Star Wars debate, there was a special on the mythology of Star Wars made for the History Channel, now on DVD.
Myth
I saw
is
that.
In that word.
Right. Good rental on Netflix if you ever want to watch a cool documentary. It is actually pretty good. I've seen that. But you're not a big Star Wars fan, Andy.
No.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
I just told you, I like reality.
Oh my God.
I do.
All right.
I'd rather go hiking in the woods than watch Star Wars.
All right. Rob from Marlboro. Hey guys, I was on vacation and I'm one podcast behind. I just finished last Thursday's show.
It's a great one.
Another peach with underwear, ejaculate, Bernie and Ernie ads, and so much more. No pants equals good. No underwear equals wrong. Fred with no underwear equals really wrong. Always keep the man junk covered, he says.
I agree.
The roster is now at 88 players with 11 wide receivers. I think Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, Torrey Holt, and Wes Welker are going to be the guys to beat for roster spots. I think Holt still has something left to offer, and Wes will be back. Who of the remaining will make the roster? He's got Darnell Jenkins. Totally forgot about that name.
No.
Brandon Tate.
Yes.
David Patton.
No.
Matthew Slater.
No.
No. Sam Aiken.
Yes.
Yes.
Buddy Farnham.
No.
No.
And the one we did forget about before, Brian Anderson.
No.
And then he...
Did you remember Darnell Jenkins?
I did not
time?
Remember Darnell Jenkins. Totally forgot about him.
Yeah. He goes, the one we forgot before. We forgot like three
Sorry.
Guys.
Sorry, two guys. And then he says... made
we
it,
need to get Brian Anderson, by the
plus
way.
Plus, is Taylor Price on
doubt.
That list?
Brian Anderson was not a stiff in college. Like, I've read some stuff.
Right, no,
on
he
him.
Was good in college.
No, I'm not just talking about production.
We made the joke.
He looked like a stiff on the practice field, so I'm giving him rookie camp type jitters. Benefit of the doubt.
But isn't that the guy from Central Michigan?
Yeah.
We made the joke about the fact that he wasn't the lead receiver for LaFever.
No, I know, but he didn't have bad hands. He wasn't like a big body who was okay.
I think because of that, people think he's a stiff. Like,
I thought he was a stiff because he looked like a stiff on the practice field.
I was talking about before we even went out to the practice field, when he was one of the guys, we couldn't even get the number one guy from Central Michigan for an undrafted free agent. And I think that.
Yeah, somebody wrote in joking about that.
Yeah,
too.
I'm talking more
that's
about.
That's what I'm talking
the
about.
The guy couldn't catch the football on the practice field.
And yeah, he left Price out of that whole argument. Rob did. We forgot about that. But he ends with, made it through the Tuesday show. You guys have to stop crossing the line. I have a hard time driving when I'm laughing that hard. Keep up the good work. I've had some good dreams, but never with an ending that could be considered ejaculatory.
Is that a hair gel?
Really?
He says he hasn't.
So you're in the bottom 10 to 20%, Rob, because normal men, real men, have wet dreams. Maybe I should start T-shirts of my own. Real men have wet dreams. Real men poop orange.
Oh, no. Hamza.
I haven't had that in a long time.
I had a tough day, by the way, Eric. You missed it on Tuesday.
He ran out of here to poop.
You had a little worrying feeling down there?
Oh, I wasn't worrying. I had to go.
Oh. Really? Like Andy-like?
5 times in one day.
What did you eat?
Buffalo wings that he could barely eat
because they were so hot.
Just so you know, I had the rest of those last night.
Yikes.
And no issues?
No. Because it's not about the food. It's about the people. There was something going on
in my system.
There was something going on in my system. You always blame it on the food.
It is the food and my system.
Nice.
And Eric, look it.
What?
You can finally get out of the big chair.
All right.
Randy Kirsch is here.
Give it back to the big man.
All right.
We'll take a quick break.
And then Freddie Kirsch will join us right after this.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules.
My rules?
Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warmups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
The 75th NFL Draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 Draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room. Tuesday's edition of BFW in Progress featured Fred flying solo. Well, Bilo was there.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Everything seemed to be going well until this topic came up.
If anyone has used the contraption called the Nut Wizard, I think you can find it at nutwizard.com. It's not what you think. It's for picking up, like, acorns in your yard. I have a ton of acorns, so I'm looking for the best way to pick up acorns in my yard without breaking my back, you know? So I saw this thing. It's like a cage with spokes. And you roll it, and supposedly it just picks up the acorns. But I want to, before I, it's like $49. I don't want to buy it, you know, if it only works half the time or whatever. Or if someone has a better way to pick up acorns.
Now, back to the Nut Wizard. I mean, Fred, and hopefully the rest of the PFW boys.
I'm back. All right, what did I miss, guys? Anything good?
Nope.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Worst show we've done in a month.
Really? Mike yep. in Puerto Rico yelled at me.
Oh, he said Paul goes from zero
to hot. Zero to hot.
Wow.
They went after it.
About what? About what? They did.
They did go after it.
They were getting personal.
They were.
Really?
Yeah.
If called they were in the studio,
whore,
Paul would have thrown
a nice
punch.
Way.
Call me a media whore.
Actually, no, he wouldn't have.
Well, that's accurate. Because Paul yelled at him because he hasn't caught up with the podcast. And Mike said, sorry,
no,
I have a job. We're not all media whores and everything.
This guy totally misrepresents the fight. You don't even know how to explain a fight.
Eric seems to be agreeing with me.
Yeah.
No. Just because you guys get coffee at 10 a.m. every morning and rub each other's thighs.
Wow.
You can't even speak clear.
Anyway, did you guys talk about Sean Springs and all that?
No.
I didn't tell the story.
Did he get released?
That I went to your office, said, Fred, Sean Springs got cut, and you said, by us? Apparently he was double-dipping, playing on a couple different teams.
So, seriously, though.
Andy was very upset this morning.
He thinks that all these stories that are written about, you know, Sean Springs being cut because of failing a physical, he thinks that they're directly addressing the story that he wrote on the blog.
Whoa, I never said that.
You're reacting that way.
No, I think so.
I think you are.
You're taking it very personal.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you were in there checking sources and all
kinds
of
stuff. No, I was in there looking. My neighbor pitched last night for his high school team. I was trying to see the score.
Yeah, he wasn't actually doing work.
No.
Did he get cut?
He's the only kid that plays.
Is he on our team?
Good.
So, but so you didn't explain
no,
how
the
you
Bruins.
Are refuting the reports that are out there?
Everyone's refuting it. Sean Springs refuted it to Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe.
We did talk about the fact that this having anything to do with failing a physical is ridiculous.
Gosh darn ridiculous.
Right. So for the record, you're saying that.
Yes, for the record.
Okay.
On the record.
I tend to agree. I mean, you know. I don't see why anyone would get cut at this time of year because of a physical. And if you do and you fail it, if it's a football injury, then you have to do an injury settlement. So it opens up even a bigger can of worms.
I could see someone getting cut. I mean, if it's the end, Zach Thomas
or if you're trying to get back in, who's the linebacker for Denver that had the neck injury? Mobley?
Al Wilson.
You're right. It was Al Wilson. Remember, he was trying to get back in. He had the neck problem. No one wanted him because he couldn't pass a physical.
Right.
So, anyway.
But he had arthroscopic knee surgery.
Didn't Jarvis
Green have it and play 2 weeks later or whatever it was, three weeks later?
My question is why are you giving a guy a physical at this time of the year?
They're not. It was probably a physical.
Right.
Exit physical?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. So anyway, so you talked about that. 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
On that line now.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
We had a lot of phone calls.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah. Mike, Brad.
John in L.A.
John in L.A., who's pimping his show. Ratings are on the rise since he joined the staff.
That's good. My wife loves that show, In Plain Sight. She for IPS, for those in the know. That's what they call it.
Isn't that what I have?
No, that's IBS.
No, and that's true, too. What about IBS, period.
What about Matt from Oregon? Is he on the phone? He is. Matt, how you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Great.
What's up, Matt?
That was record time. I just called about 3 minutes ago and actually got right on. Unbelievable.
Well, you got a real host now.
right.
Oh, my
God. Hey, listen, I just wanted a couple things. First of all, Doc has been an absolute ninja on the drop-ins lately. Really, really good.
He's been better. I don't know if he's been a ninja.
You do realize
he's more like a ninja turtle.
This is his first show back in a week. It's been Toyota Tacoma doing.
No, I know, I know. And I honestly, no offense to Tomash, but there has been a difference with Tomash, and not as many.
Wow.
I don't think he knows the buttons as well, or whatever, you know.
Well, that's because he was hired to actually run the board, but then was, you know, told he couldn't by the guy who hired him to do so.
Not true.
It's like Adalys Thomas. He was brought here to rush the passer, and they never let him rush the passer.
They put him on the inside.
I follow the Bill Belichick mantra, just do your job.
You're doing his job, too.
Doing everybody's job, right?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, the other thing is, I listen to Tuesday's show, Tuesday afternoon. I listen to the podcast on my way home from work, and I heard you talking about this guy who, you know, got all in a tizzy because of the whole Bible comment, and he dropped his subscription. So Wednesday morning, I called in and subscribed.
Yay!
All right.
Hey.
We're now kicking this guy's ass because it's three or four times.
I know. I'm getting the feeling I shouldn't have apologized. But anyway.
Nashville Floors Direct.
No, you definitely should not have. I mean.
Yeah, take it back.
It's not your right to not be offended. You know, people are going to offend you in your life. It happens. Deal with it.
Happens to me every day.
I agree.
In this office.
Deal with it.
Yeah, look at Eric.
I'm still here 5 years later.
The only thing I can say is that, you know, in a show like ours, maybe you get thrown for a loop when something like that comes up. But if you know the show enough,
we have a disclaimer at the beginning.
Right.
We have a disclaimer at the beginning that says, please do not be offended.
But if you listen to this show twice,
can you add the Bible into that opening thing?
Yes.
Okay. Let's not.
Yeah, Bill Polian. God.
No.
People with big heads.
Right. Hey, Matt, have you ever gone turkey hunting?
Actually, that's one thing I have not hunted.
Well, if you want to come hang out on my back deck, I had a massive one in the backyard last night and scared the crap out of me when it flew away.
Oh, I haven't really seen one fly.
That's crazy when they fly. It took like two steps and took off like a, what are they, those big dinosaurs?
Pterodactyl? I have a lot of them in my area, but I've never seen one fly.
I hadn't either. Crazy. I actually, for some reason in my head, didn't really think they flew, but the thing took off and ascended quickly over the treetops. I was impressed. For a round little bird, it got off the ground quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually, supposedly that's one of the harder things to hunt because their eyesight is so good. They can pick up any movement at all.
Well, if I had a gun, I could have killed it.
Their eyesight is good.
But that would have been illegal because it's not seasoned.
Did I ever tell you?
I don't really follow the rules, just so you know.
Speaking of that, you guys brought that up a couple weeks ago, and I tried to call in, and after about 40 minutes on hold, I
that's because you didn't have a good host sitting in the chair.
But listen, you brought up, you were asking one day, you know, can you kill things or can you shoot a crow and that kind of stuff. And basically the rule is there are two classes of animals. There's game animals, and actually crow is one of them. And for any of those, you need a license. And it has to be the right season to shoot it.
What if it's on your property?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It has to be. It has to be in season. I know in different states the rules change a little bit as far as that stuff, but the basic rule is, you know, like if a deer comes walking on your property, you can't just shoot it. Mm. You know.
Why crows? How did they get involved in that? Is there so many of them?
I don't know. I think some people eat them. But
pigeons are worse.
A lot of people on this show eat crow.
Right.
But what you can kill anytime is what's considered a varmint. Like, farmers can go out and shoot rabbits anytime because they eat their crop.
How about woodchucks?
Woodchucks? Does that count as a varmint?
Oh, I can shoot them? I got a ton of them.
I got one in my backyard, too.
I got a lot of chipmunks.
Yep.
But I don't like shooting those. They're cute.
Plus, you shouldn't be shooting anything because your foot will be.
My dad who's been in
You'll be limping around like me the rest of the year.
Yep.
The guy who looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He drowns chipmunks in our yard.
Oh.
Is that awful or what?
It
Waterboard.
Is. What is he, Michael Vick?
Right.
How does he catch them? They're so fast.
He puts out a 5-gallon bucket filled with water, and he builds like a little plank to the bucket.
Oh.
And in the bucket, he puts a little like you know, water bottle cap or something full of birdseed. And so
that's awful.
The chipmunks go diving off the plank to get the birdseed, and they drown.
Are they really that much of a problem that he needs to execute them?
Well, his whole thing is my mom got Lyme disease, and they carry the deer ticks.
Oh, is that right?
Carry Lyme disease.
So when as usual.
When they're on
he went on a rampage.
When they're on the plank, they go, "Aye, matey, aye."
Squirrel.
I don't know. I've never seen one actually fall in.
Santa Claus is killing chipmunks. I'm never going to look at him the same way.
I don't have anything football for you today, guys. I just wanted to.
No, that's okay. Well, hey, don't worry about it. We don't either.
Thanks for calling in, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
So, Varmint, I
Matt
can
from
shoot.
Oregon.
That's great. We actually
Seagulls?
Just got a phone call specifically to say I don't have anything about football.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay.
That's the show.
It's great.
In the offseason.
I think that's great.
So if
that's
anyone was just wondering
criticism.
Where I was, I had to do something.
Nobody
cares, really.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we were. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering because I thought we were going to be needed, but I figured maybe it ended up being
yeah,
during
the
show.
Yeah, you sent us an email.
Well, I would have used you guys, but I realized it was happening during the show. During
yeah.
the show.
Uh-huh.
I would have definitely.
We all opined that.
No,
I'm not sure we're qualified to pretend we're reporters.
No, I had to do something with Vince Wilfork, which people will find out what it is on July 15th on Patriots.com.
July 15th.
Until then.
That's the first day of camp.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, no.
Well, that's too early.
I better
June
not
15th
be.
Is the first day of camp. I was thinking June.
I'll be in Disney.
July 15th, Patriots.com.
Patriots.com.
Vince Wilfork. That's
help,
all you know.
Help Vince.
Okay. Help Vince.
It's yeah. That's all I can say.
All right.
That's all I can say. So
this is fun, right? This isn't like anything.
Yeah, it's not
serious.
No, this is very serious.
Oh.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, it is.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't screw around with this.
No, I'm not.
You better not be.
I was helping out Vince.
Okay. So. I think I know where he's going with this.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I can say about that. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
I know
address.
Where he's going with this.
How the emails come in, Eric? Did we get to a lot of them?
We got to a few. The ones I read, I deleted. So.
Oh, so anything that you have.
Anything I haven't deleted has not been read, except for, I think.
Oh, Christ.
No, I think I deleted them.
Just read
them all.
Something.
Yeah.
We'll tell you if it's.
Well, we've got a lot.
Yeah,
I know.
I looked
so
at them all,
them.
But I didn't
Eric,
read them
not
all.
Once
Start
did Eric
Sam
say.
In Chicago.
What's that?
Start with Sam in Chicago.
Start with Sam in Chicago. She says, hi,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, she's getting jealous because Tracy was talking to Eric out in
oh,
Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She says, I'm waiting for a few more sunny days here in the Windy City before I can send in a proper tanned
oh,
photo.
Yeah, you'll look better.
To bring our bet to a close.
No, the bet will come to a close in December when we're in Chicago and you show up at one of these events.
And so. Eric gives you the Croc Dundee test.
But feel free to send in any pictures. Anyway.
I got a feeling.
But will your host family allow you to go see Sam in Chicago?
They live in Vegas, Paul.
Yeah, did you know he had a
Get
host family
right.
in Vegas?
Speaking of Vegas, how was that?
We already went through that.
I didn't hear anything.
You can't assume we didn't touch on anything in the first hour and a half.
But we did from 12:01 to 12:03. We sufficiently
covered all the bases.
That's it.
Yeah.
Covered how not
yeah,
fun
it only
Eric
took
is.
2 minutes.
That's all it took.
He really has.
Usually doesn't take that long, Fred. Oh,
what did you do?
At least it didn't back in the '80s when he.
What did you do in Vegas?
I went to visit the people who commissioned me to do their family portraits.
Yeah, and did you do their portraits?
Well, we started. It's like I'm not going to finish in a weekend.
What do you mean you started?
Not going to finish in a year.
Took pictures. Yeah.
Took photos.
Took photos and from those photos.
Staying at their house.
No. I stayed at their house. Yeah, very posh pad.
How close to
no
Vegas to this?
Formal
half hour. Half hour from the Strip.
Did you go to the Strip?
We went
all
well.
The stuff?
The airport is right next to the Strip, basically.
I know where the airport is.
I didn't know if you've ever been.
I've been many times. To
okay,
Vegas.
Didn't mean to offend.
Serrano's got the discs.
You should just assume he's
I just
been
want to know what,
and
I
done
want to know what you did.
Well,
nothing.
When I landed, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning out there. So they took me right to the Strip, and we went sightseeing for like 6 hours.
Wow.
Which was great. Hit all the major casinos.
Yeah. Did you kill gambling?
Didn't gamble because I wanted to see everything.
Why am I not shocked at that?
I'm going to gamble next time. I only had 2 days there.
You're never going to go back.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to go back every year. It's part of the thing.
Contractually,
how long is this going to take?
Years.
Probably 5 or 6 years.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's like a government
They want to do one a year, they said. So I'm going to do one each year, and then the following year I'll deliver it.
That's putting a lot of pressure on you, one per year.
Is this like some cult that's trying to recruit you?
A Star Wars cult.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I took the Star Wars quiz. I got one wrong out of 15.
Really? Because I only got in the 700s.
I got a 1477
SATs, huh?
I only got in the 700s. You know,
so I'm more of a geek than you.
That's right.
Can we get back to Vegas for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give us a rundown of the family? Not names or anything, but...
how weird they are.
They're not weird.
Two old people, kids, anything?
No, they're the husband and wife. They're in their early 50s.
MILF?
I'm glad we're not going to get weirder.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes or no? Would you or would you not?
Probably not.
Oh.
But
okay. This whole thing
sounds
strange.
Don't do that.
Okay,
do that.
Next. Go. Who else is
in the family? They have a daughter.
Would you?
Oh, here we go.
Sure.
Lubricants.
Here
How
we
old?
Go.
Ish.
Late 20s?
Oh. Here we go.
She has no interest in you, don't worry.
No, she's married and she has a kid.
So?
What do you mean so? You're into cheating and committing adultery?
So you
if
met...
I'm the cheat...
As long as I'm not the one that's...
Yeah, okay, you're right, I see.
So where did you meet these people again?
I met the woman in Egypt.
Cult.
Egypt.
Right.
Egg pipe.
An egg pie. Yes, thank you for correcting
and,
me.
And they said, look, sometime we're going to have you out to our house and you're going to do our portrait.
Well, several people on the trip said that, actually.
Why did you go around walking around with a sign?
No, he was wearing Scalabrino.com.
Yeah, I did. I had my hat, and we had 2 weeks that we spent with each other
and
in Egypt.
And you know,
we
beat them with it. Just beat them down until they said, yes, yes, we'll do a freaking painting.
I could paint a great picture of that.
And so finally we arranged to have, you know, it took a couple of years, but we finally made the arrangements. And so I went out there and started.
You wore them down.
You
wore them down.
Oh, yeah. Wore them down.
Yeah.
No. So does the daughter live with them?
No. She lives in the area, but not in the house there.
So it was just you and an older couple living in the house?
They had an exchange student, actually.
An exchange
student? So they are a legitimate host family.
This is getting better. This is getting better.
Girl or boy?
Girl.
Where are they from?
From Austria.
From Austria?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. Blonde.
Another shrimp on the
high school exchange student.
That never stopped you before.
High school.
So?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's never stopped you before.
Drilling for oil, right, Andy?
I just think about it. You do it.
Yeah.
So was she
now you see why I said just let it go.
Blonde? Blue-eyed? Aryan race?
No, like the. No, not blonde, blonde. Like brownish, light brown.
Chest.
Not blonde, blonde, brown.
Light brown. So where was I?
So is she part of the portrait?
No,
stacked
who
or
not?
Exchange student?
Yeah.
No.
So you had them pose and you took photos?
But
they
didn't tell her.
They started with their granddaughter. They wanted to do the granddaughters first. So
I'm not going there.
And is this going to be in color?
The girl's only 20, then.
Or is it going to be the pencil thing?
No, it's paint.
This is paint.
Yeah.
By popular demand, he added color.
No, not by popular demand, by numbers.
I love when he starts talking fast.
Okay. It all sounds very strange, but I hope it works out for you.
Sounds like someone ends
it's
up
strange.
Dead.
Right. Yeah. It's strange.
But,
the painter, the paintee.
So was it the first time you've been to Vegas?
It was the first time.
What did you think of the strip? Isn't it impressive? It's unbelievable.
Well, I had low expectations because I like to play blackjack, but I'm not a huge gambler.
Right.
I don't play the slots. I don't play poker. I like, I wish I could play poker, but,
you'd like to see a slot.
Right.
Oh, what, the one with the cherries?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. But I was impressed. I liked Vegas more than I expected I would.
It really is.
It is.
You saw it at night when it's all lit up and all
it's
that.
It's cool. It's very cool.
It really is.
Did you do the Bellagio?
Yes.
That I found
And I got
very
to see
cool.
the water show. You know, they have the big water show with the set to music. That was incredible.
That was one of the things that was
impressive.
Do
they still do the Treasure Island one, the Pirates?
I think they do it, but it's some
kind
hot of scaled
chicks.
Down, and they don't
really.
They do, from what the lady was telling me, they do fewer and fewer of those free street shows.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
That was good.
I used to
they
go
had
regularly.
Some big boob chicks in that show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Scantily?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because it's like about a women pirates take over something, the whole little story, and they're all stacked and showing it.
Nice.
Did you go to any off-strip bars, if you know what I mean?
No. Red.
Got a $5 footlong.
No.
There's no Subways in Vegas.
He's used that joke a million times.
Now, how was the brothel?
You're a buffoon.
What?
You want to make $5 the hard way?
All right. Well, okay. Eric's Las Vegas adventure.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But he blew off Tracy. They were supposed to
I was
meet
supposed
up.
To hang out with
Tracy the emailer.
I had made tentative plans to hang out
Fred's
with Tracy.
Like, who's Tracy?
Right. One of our emails. You know who she is.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And, it just didn't work out the timing because I didn't have a car. I was staying with these people. I couldn't just say, hey, I'm
in your car.
No, but they were
get the
handling
keys.
All that stuff for me. It was my first trip, so I had
very hot,
you know,
isn't it?
Not
that
dry. At all.
Was it?
It was in the 90s, but it was not hot. It did not feel hot at
God,
all.
God, I've been there when it's like over 100.
Scorching.
And the wind is hot.
Freaking freezing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like Phoenix.
Yeah.
But I apologized for not being able to hang out with her. And then on the flight back, I flew back with Rob Ninkovich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You actually knew who he was.
Yeah, I know him.
Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you tell him he's going to get beat out by...
No. I want him to make the team.
Yeah.
We like him.
So
and he avoided Eric.
Who's
no,
he getting beat out by?
Did he know who you were?
No. But he was surprised that I knew who he
you
was.
You tell him you do his family portrait? It seems like you do that every time you go on
No,
a
I didn't get a chance to. He was telling me how tired he was from not sleeping all weekend at the bachelor party.
Rob Ninkovich was at a bachelor party, so he probably has good stories.
That's actually a story
we need to
get.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk to him at OTAs and see if he'll come on and tell us.
See, that's where we should be doing this show.
He'll be really uncomfortable.
Vegas?
How'd that bachelor party in Vegas go?
All right, well, that's good, Eric. Again, I think it's all very strange, but I hope you do well.
How is it strange?
I love how it just keeps getting back. Again,
it is a little
strange.
It is strange.
It's strange that people want to have their family portraits
no,
done.
No, that you fly with out, them. Yeah. Yes.
I've met them before.
But you slept
I know
in their
them.
House. That's weird.
You met them on a trip to Egypt.
Right.
For 2 weeks. You get to know people
I've met
pretty
a lot
well
of people.
In 2 weeks.
I honeymooned with one of the Sutter brothers. It doesn't mean I go stay with him. Remember the
yeah.
one
the
of
Bruins?
The Bruins coach, the guy.
Oh.
Sutter.
Also, you're under a lot of pressure because you've never done anything in color using that medium. It's all been black.
I've never sold anything.
I've never done a person in color. I've done other things.
You've never done a person.
All right. Well, okay, good. Anyway, Sam.
But is this the first major art project?
Yeah.
Are they paying you?
Yeah.
Yes, they're paying
you. No, I'm doing it for free.
That's why he's under pressure.
Well, look, you know, a free Vegas vacation, maybe that's worth it.
How much do you get up front? What portion of the transaction has been?
You're very nervous right now, Eric.
He should be. He's
I
picking
see,
like,
no,
the skin off
nails.
His fingers.
You're
no,
very
no.
nervous.
No, I'm not.
What's the matter?
It's because he's not wearing a sweater.
What aren't you telling us?
Nothing.
What aren't you telling us?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Something happened, didn't it?
Nothing happened. No.
Was there an incident?
There was no incident.
Were you violated?
No. Did you no. walk in on somebody in the bathroom or anything
no.
like that? No.
And she wasn't hot. You've already said you wouldn't have done her.
Oh, stop. Stop.
But she's not listening.
I do notice, though, that with your shirt, you're not wearing an undershirt under your shirt. Usually you wear an undershirt. Is this a new thing?
It's 80 degrees out, Fred.
No, but some people wear. Andy's got an undershirt under his shirt.
I always.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not when it's this warm out.
I always have an undershirt.
You like, you know.
I agree.
I'm like you, but I button up my shirts.
Might be a Vegas thing. You went to Vegas and now you're changing your style.
Viva Las Vegas.
Do you have an undershirt on, Fred? Because I don't.
No, he never has an undershirt.
I don't.
You never
I don't
wear
either.
An undershirt.
I never wear.
I don't. Oh, stop! We don't need to see. We believe you.
What?
Put button up.
You know you're getting excited.
Oh,
he doesn't even rebutton.
So inappropriate.
He only buttoned it for the big thing that he did with Wolfhard.
Yeah.
All right. Sam goes on in her email. A quick surface question.
His or her.
I don't know what surface email. Question means, but anyways, with the recent activity of the draft and cuts, which could allow for some more talent, are your win loss overall record predictions still the same?
Yeah,
mine are.
Yeah, so she listed her.
Actually, wait, they signed Burgess. I'm taking a win.
Yeah,
away.
That might take a win away.
Wow.
No, I think that draft. You have to see the impact that a rookie will have before you can sort of pencil it in.
Chris with a TIAN says that the Globe copied PFW again.
With what?
So I was trolling online last night, and Albert Breer posted a way too early 53-man roster projection on Boston.com. Andy's blog post immediately came to mind. Also, here is yet another example of how PFW in progress has been further embedded in my brain. I was reading the Herald article in Crable about how good he looked and how he has redistributed his weight. Paul and Andy's voice immediately popped into my head, and I said to myself, yeah, I'm not buying it. He sucks. So I tune into Tuesday's show, and sure enough, Paul brings up the article, and he and Andy basically went on to say what I thought. Congratulations, guys. You've officially purchased property in my head.
That's not good for you.
No.
I think that I'm hoping for the best with Crable, but I'm not falling for those stories anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not falling for the redistributing weight in the off-season stories.
Yeah.
P.S. Christian says the National Floors direct girl is indeed hot and has an amazing jaw piece.
Yes. Jaw piece.
Speaking of amazingly hot.
She does. There's
Megyn Kelly's on again.
Well. Let's see. Did you guys start talking about Star Wars for some reason?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, there was
because we're continuing,
Jim in Detroit. I had a lot. I want to thank all our listeners who wrote in and supported me in my time of
trouble.
Yeah,
I heard you started a jihad while I was
in
away.
In your time of trouble.
Right.
Way to go. Holy war.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
James,
are you all right over there?
James from Detroit says, hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Star Wars is and continues to be a central piece of American cult culture. No other movie in the history of movies has had such a colossal impact on American culture as Star Wars. You can combine every superhero movie made in the last 15 years, and it still doesn't even come close.
Well, Fred even said the best superhero movie of all time was The Dark Knight.
It's true. Star Wars is
that's
so
true.
Great, but I didn't say...
It is not to be argued. That's true.
But I didn't say of series, of like a whole genre, you know, a whole franchise, Star Wars dwarfs it. But anyway...
I thought they hurt themselves with the first, second three, or whatever.
I didn't think...
Episodes
that
one
last,
through three,
that last
the middle.
Episode was unbelievable, I thought.
Yeah, but you're one of the very few that feels like that.
I still don't understand, though, when they're putting Darth Vader together, why the cape? Why do you need a cape?
That's cool.
Anyway,
it's
cool.
Star Wars.
Pants wear capes because it's cool.
Star Wars is so great. I have the symbol of the Jedi Order tattooed on my right shoulder, right next to my patch tat. Deal with it, Andy. Star Wars is great, and there are super geeks out there like Fred and I. I'm one of them. I saw that movie in the theater probably 10 times. The first one.
How old were you then?
High school. Also, I'd like to give you guys.
Paul's calling BS, I think.
You are a lot older than me.
I graduated high school in 79.
Yeah.
79.
That's right.
That doesn't work. Really.
7 year difference.
Also, I'd like to give you guys a rundown on the central topics of the last 3 weeks or so of the show. Immigration reform, religion, Star Wars, wet dreams, acorns, wiffle ball, Fox News, food, and 10 minutes of Pat's talk.
Hey, it's been more than 10 minutes.
By the way, did you happen to see Justin Verlander own Dallas Braden last night? I don't even know who they are.
They're pitchers.
Yeah, how did the one pitcher own the other pitcher?
Yeah, kind of.
How about those Celtics, though, huh?
How about them?
How about them?
How about Acid Rain?
So.
It's good.
What about them?
They're doing well.
Exactly. They're going to be in the NBA Finals.
Do they have a chance against L.A.?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do they, really?
Yeah. If the Lakers will be a favorite.
Now that they have four Hall of Famers, how can you not win when you have four Hall of Famers? That's what I heard on sports radio in Boston.
But
they now have four Hall of Famers.
Who's the fourth one?
Why don't
Rondo.
Now
a Hall of Famer.
Why don't you explain
that? And this guy says,
that's who they were talking about.
But why don't you explain? That's what I heard on Boston.
Was it or was it not said?
A caller who calls up every day to say that Doc Rivers is a terrible coach and that anybody would win with that talent said that they have four Hall of Famers.
And all it did was prove Paul Perillo right. Fans are idiots.
That's right.
Mish from Edinburgh, just a hypothetical. If Welker's contract was up this year, how much would he demand and how much do you think he's worth? Well, that varies in this crowd.
Well, I think it would be a bad year.
From loose change to millions.
He's hurt.
But
it would be
a
bad year for his contract to be up.
He would be
a player.
He could have a huge contract if he weren't coming off a major injury.
That affects it big time.
Yeah,
because I think he might have had a chance. He might have had a chance to renegotiate.
Now people are going to want to see.
Because what did they get? 5 years, $55 million for
no.
What did Brandon Marshall get?
I want to say 48.
$48 million. I mean, he would be in that conversation with Bolden and Marshall and those guys.
Yeah. Well, Bolden was only 28, right? It's 4 and 28.
Oh really?
I don't think he commands there's money like a Brandon Marshall because he doesn't score the touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
What did he score? Like four touchdowns?
You know.
Well, plus,
I think he would have been in line.
So that's why you like Lawrence Maroney because he stinks, but he scored 9 touchdowns.
No, I like Lawrence Maroney. I like running backs.
Well, running backs,
I do.
Different.
I like
the touchdowns.
And I'd love to see him do well.
Everybody,
you know,
just it isn't going to happen.
I know. Kamani says, ask Eric what size work he's doing for the family in Vegas.
2 by 3 feet.
2 by 3 feet. Mm-hmm. Are you going to frame it for them or going to have them do it themselves?
I'm not because they can have the option to do whatever they want. They can hang it as is or with a frame.
Plus, you'd have to pay for it, right? Hell no.
That would be part of the cost.
Now, you'd add it on
just
the
in
end.
Case other people are interested, during this
They're
time
not.
That you've been contracted, are you able to do other work?
I've actually, during the week off, I had two other clients that I had to do some stuff for.
Wow, so this is really starting to...
Did they put you up too?
No.
It's really
starting
local.
To take off.
They were local.
So this, you could start a new
Speaking
thing,
Speaking of
though.
Taking off,
Eric,
are you?
The live-in artist. You know, like, you not only you not only do the work for people, but you live with them while you're doing it.
I don't think they want me living with them.
But if you, and if you could parlay that into, you know... Well,
something else.
If you were a gigolo artist, kind of, you could.
Well, I didn't want to get sexual with it. I just thought it would be a nice little franchise.
I'm trying to make it cool for him. Staying with ugly 50-year-old couples is not.
I think taking a living doing ugly. Something he
Don't
loves
put
would be
words
cool
in my
for
mouth.
Him.
But it'd be cooler if he got to paint and do.
Well, maybe not for him. Maybe it would be for you.
You know he wants it.
I don't know if he wants it like that.
My tape, Doc.
I think he wants it real. He's
well,
looking for
you.
A connection.
You know, he gets
Thank
it back, and it's like, Eric, why did you paint our granddaughter nude?
She had her clothes on in the photo. So how do you
reconcile
the birthmark? The
right.
You should. Wow,
it's artistic license.
Let's see. TG and NJ says, Eric or Squidward, whenever you come back from a vacation or a little time off, you always seem more surly than usual. Like you're pissed to be back at your job.
He is.
I am.
And having to deal with the likes of Andy Hart and Fred.
Wouldn't you be?
He hates the fact that he has to work here.
Maybe
hates
it's time to go in a different direction. Come
yes.
to think of it, Andy seems to be pissed you're back as well. Either he really hates you or he missed you. And Fred, you should not have apologized for your Star Wars comment.
So take it back.
I don't take it back because this guy was honestly offended.
If I offended you.
No, I don't say that. That's what I said. Oh, you were here.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, I don't like when people say, if I offended anyone, I apologize.
Because that's not apologizing.
Right, I apologize regardless. I shouldn't have gone there.
Why not, though? Actually, you should do it again because we got a lot of subscriptions out of it.
Why shouldn't you? If that's how you felt, why shouldn't you say it?
Again, maybe this isn't the show that should do that.
That'll
I don't know.
3 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, you're... yeah.
Who cares? I mean, really.
We've said a lot worse things. I mean, as Andy pointed, it was a show talking about wet dreams, and that's the one thing that the guy was upset about.
Yeah.
You know,
so although we were actually more educational.
And plus, you know, the other thing, and this isn't, I'm not pointing this to the guy that sent the email, but I have a real problem with all these, you know, Bible thumpers who, the more they thump the Bible,
going down this road
the more they thump the Bible, the more likely it is for them to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Paul's leaving the studio.
You know, all these guys.
All right. Doc's head is in his hands.
You know, family values.
Fred's head is in his.
Next thing you know, they've had an affair with someone on their staff, or they've taken a walk on the Appalachian Trail, or, you know, it's such bull.
Went to
you
Egypt.
Know what?
Wait, what does a walk on the Appalachian Trail mean?
You know, the guy from South Carolina
Who was going to Belize or whatever.
Yeah, right. The
I was
Brazilian.
Faithful to my wife.
Right.
You know, Sanford.
Right. While we're quickly on the politics and scandals, did you see Linda McMahon is running for
Congress against the guy who said he was in Vietnam and wasn't?
Right.
Yeah.
But I find that weird. Now Linda McMahon is going to be a... I'm not saying she's not qualified. I just think it's funny. She goes from
being in the ring to...
It's not that much of a leap.
No, I know.
Jesse
the Body. I know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How many states are going to do it? I assume Minnesota was filled with whack jobs, and they just elected a wrestler.
Well, Jesse Ventura has really gone off the deep edge. Have you seen him lately?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where is he?
He's living in, actually, in Mexico, right over the border of California, the Baja.
Yeah.
And he has no electricity. He uses all natural.
He's off the grid?
Solar. He's off the grid completely.
I want to go off the
grid. Yeah, yeah. And he's really, you know, his conspiracy theories, you know, he thinks that we... Plan 9/11.
Oh, he's one of those?
Oh, he's one of those.
Oh,
yep.
For God's
yep.
sake.
Yeah, he's really gone off.
What does that say about the people of Minnesota?
I don't know. They just elected, what's his name, too, right?
I know.
Or did he lose?
No, he won.
Did they even decide yet?
Yeah, he won in a questionable decision. Al Franken is who we're talking
about,
by the way.
Who was that? Oh, Al Franken.
The clown, who's now a senator.
Who's great on Saturday Night Live.
He wasn't great, either. He was overrated. He was a clown. Unfunny clown.
Eric could have done a better job.
I'm glad Fred was concerned about his apology appearing hollow.
He didn't actually say anything. He said they're handing the cookie jar and taking a walk on the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
But Fred has a point. Yeah. This is a very good point.
You know, look, I believe it or not, I'm a spiritual person.
Not.
I have a problem with organized religion. I believe that you don't have to look outwards to find that. You should look inwards to find that kind of direction. And I have a problem with people constantly telling other people how to live their life.
Well, I feel like that about everything. If something is important to you, then that's all well and good. And I don't care about religion. I'm talking about everything.
Right.
I don't like
you don't like me telling you what to do, anything.
No.
He doesn't like coming to work at times.
I have to come in today.
Don't make it out to be a Bethel Johnson thing. I'm talking about, you know, the environment people that pound it down your throat all the time. You're not a good person because you're not doing this and recycling. And, and my God, you put new hardwood floors in your, and they weren't. I hate that. Right. It drives me insane.
Should have gone to National Floors Direct.
Drives me insane.
Did you turn off your lights when Tom Brady asked
you? No, I turned them on.
Matter of fact, I put some extras on.
Put on a couple electric space heaters in the basement.
Tracy from Vegas writes in.
Hey, girl.
All right.
She says, Eric, it's okay. Maybe
oh, no, we read
time.
That one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, sorry. That might have been the one I forgot to delete.
I was going to say, you did tell him, if I read it, I deleted it.
In a very condescending tone, I might add.
Well, I mean, he said hello today, so that was in a condescending
tone. Hey, I have a very funny story that I could relate. No,
Does this involve you in fighting with a woman?
No, not at all.
Biting a woman?
I'll have to leave all the names out of this.
Albert.
Try to be a little bit vague. It doesn't start off funny, but I'm telling you, it's going to deliver at the end.
Okay. There's some music for this.
A woman dies of cancer.
No, real quick. A woman that works with my wife, okay? has a son who has, I think, autism or Down syndrome. That's why I say it doesn't start, doesn't start off funny, but a high-functioning form. He's right. 19 years old. He's home, and the friend of my wife is at work. He calls his mother at work and says, "Mom, I caught a troll."
Oh, it's an urban legend.
It's an urban legend, Paul. It's not true.
No, it's not.
It's an urban legend. Deidre has
it's
a friend
true.
At work that had the same thing happen. Yep. Maura had a friend
we've
at had, Josh's
we've
work.
We've had
that
10
had
people tell
yeah.
us the same story, and in some cases, it's a little girl.
Okay. There's a census worker in the closet yeah, that's a midget.
Right.
It's a troll.
Well,
it's not true.
It's an urban legend. I haven't heard this.
I guess it's an urban legend. Okay.
Yeah. But finish the story.
It's so crushing when you find out it's false.
Yeah.
That's the fun. It goes from the funniest thing ever to the biggest thing in the story.
Andy's absolutely right. If it's not true, then it's
not worth it. The legend goes, Fred, that the child collects those little troll dolls, like the little Travelocity troll roaming gnome thing.
Gnomes.
Collects those, and that a census worker came to the door while nobody was home except for the kid. And the kid thought that the census worker was one of the trolls, so he grabbed him, threw him in the closet, and then called the mother and said, "I have a real troll now living in the
closet."
But I
got to tell you, my wife does not think it's fake. So
nor
did
I.
You got
to
tell her.
I have to get.
Nor did Josh. He got into a fight at his work telling the story
right.
until the guy like went to some website and you can pull it up. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, there is a
Snopes or something.
Oh no,
right.
That's what I said. It's not funny. I mean,
it's a kick in the nuts.
I didn't know it was an urban legend.
It is a kick.
So it's not worth telling.
It ruins it.
Yeah. But I got to get to the bottom of it with.
You got
to
tell your
with
wife.
This because why would someone at work be telling that it happened to them? Like, I could understand me saying, so and so thinks this.
I don't know.
So and so heard from so and so. But this is actually someone at work.
I don't know the details
Very
behind
strange.
How these things spread. But
kind
of like when Ernie had AIDS.
Did you get to Hamza?
Or was it Bert?
Did you get to Hamza's email?
No.
He says, as I mentioned last week,
he's
I can't
ask
listen
every
live,
email now.
But I'm assuming Eric's back, so I'm sure today's show will be full of him saying, it was fine, can we move on, Fred?
Pretty much.
And Annie saying stuff like, so, did she have an Adam's apple? And that's what he said to everything, of course, lots of, no, I'm not doing this with you, Droppins. Anyway, welcome back, Eric.
Thanks.
And be glad you weren't around for Tuesday's show. Please, guys, no more talking about Andy's wet dreams or Fred's lack of underwear or Paul's incontinence.
What?
I was so traumatized, I had to leave
my
desk
thing at the end.
And take a walk. And Andy just took it to a whole new level with his underwear in the hamper story. At which point, I was like,
oh,
man,
I
missed the relatively harmless shows about immigration in the Bible. as for... What happened here?
I don't know. I can't see your laptop.
As for the week's football news, I'm not going to miss Sean Springs. Never seemed like the veteran leader of the young defensive back group the way he should have been, and I remember him getting burned badly several times. The Denver game was especially brutal. Of course, it does mean another free agent bust. New England is quickly becoming the place where older players come for a year before being put out to pasture. Maybe that's why we're drafting 12 players a year. P.S.
That's taken a turn for the ugly. Remember when it was New England was where the old players came for one,
to win a Super
one
Bowl,
run at a ring?
Right.
P.S. I've decided the show is much better when none of you is missing. Otherwise, things take an ugly, sometimes underwear or semen-related turn for the worse.
Ooh.
You guys are like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Last week it was like the Turtles without Donatello. You can figure out which turtle you each are, but I think it's pretty obvious.
Why is it obvious?
I don't.
Raphael, Michelangelo, who's the other ones?
Leonardo and
he should be the big rat. Fred should be the big rat who's the leader.
I don't do
the mentor.
Ninja Turtles. So
I wasn't a
there's
Ninja
three
turtle.
Or four turtles.
To me.
I believe there are four.
There's four.
Four plus the rat. So we're
Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, the rat with Splinter.
Yeah, Fred is Splinter. And then there's the bad guy.
So are you one of the
Shredder.
Turtles now? Doc?
Shredder.
No.
So we're missing a turtle.
You didn't know anything about that either, do you, Fred?
What?
The Ninja Turtles.
I remember
turtles.
The show.
No, but you didn't watch it because
no.
you were an adult.
Right.
Right. He was an adult. Well, he watches Star Wars.
Those two don't really go together. The fact that he was an adult,
a little
and didn't
kid
watch the
inside an adult
really
body.
Well,
I love SpongeBob SquarePants.
You like SpongeBob?
Oh yeah.
Not as good as Phineas and Ferb though. Yeah.
That's good too.
Mike and Raleigh, Fred. A few episodes ago, I think I heard you say you made a Patriots iPhone app. True. Are you going to make an app for Android? Yes, we are, and it'll be out before the season starts.
Droid does.
Droid.
Did you know Droid is a registered trademark of your guy, Lucasfilm Inc. or something?
Is that right?
I have the habit of reading the fine print at the bottom of commercials.
Lucasfilm?
Yeah. It must be from one of the are they droids or something in the movie?
Yeah. Star Wars.
So he made that word.
You really know, I mean, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, but you know nothing at all about it, huh?
Paul, you know how you say Braveheart, no interest?
Star Wars.
When did I say that about Braveheart?
Or Gladiator. One of them you said, no interest.
I think Avatar was the one he said no interest.
No. This was like 3 years ago, and it's one of those major epic...
No, because I've seen them both.
...revenge movies, and you said, quote, no interest.
I think I may have said something like, I'm not as big a fan as that as most people.
No an interest.
That's...
Said it.
Yeah, I mean,
while Fred's trying to find another email in the many emails,
I'll give it to you, but I don't.
I want to tell a little tale of disappointment this week that hit Andy and Eric here at Gillette Stadium, and it was kind of like Jessica Simpson coming to me and saying she's willing to sleep with me, and then you find out it's that time of the month. Mm-hmm. Fred offers us an office.
Yes,
but
offered me and Andy an office this week.
We have to share the office with each other.
Not so good.
What a kick in the nuts!
It's kind of like traveling.
Hey.
It's kind of like Alanis Morissette would call it ironic, but it isn't.
I gave you the option.
Was it a nice office?
It's like getting an office.
Well, it would have been a nice office without
Sharing
Andy.
With Eric. Right. I would have killed
him. It
would have
been a great office.
I'd be in jail within a week for murder. I would kill him.
No, I would kill him first.
No, you couldn't.
I would kill.
Oh, yes, I
gone.
Could. See, I would just use my hands because I'm a man.
I'm
30. I'm a man.
30. Could you imagine Andy in an office by himself? The thing would smell like an outhouse in about 10 minutes.
By the way, you're older than that.
My cube doesn't.
That's because it disperses.
Where was the office?
Sorry, Paul, I'm 31.
Right next to our cubes.
Let's see.
It was formerly a closet filled with garbage.
Well, that's the other thing is it's a half of a normal-sized office, right. And two people are going to share it. It's not.
And
exactly.
Eric's one of them. I mean, if you have a whole football field, he can owe you. Never mind in a little office.
Well, if you and I had to share that office, we'd kill each other, too.
Yeah, I have no interest in sharing an office. That's a terrible idea.
Did we get to the mention of Paul on ESPN
Told you,
Insider?
Every time.
No, but I did want to thank Matthew for pointing that out.
He says
I hadn't seen that. And
Matt
cool.
writes in and he says, "Paul, this comes straight off ESPN.com insider rumors. Don't know if you saw it or not. Either way, well done." And it shows it talks about Marshawn Lynch possibly, you know, being trade bait and Paul refuting the fact that he might come here because they already have guys that are better than him. And Paul's name was quoted in ESPN Insider.
Which kind of...
And it's like when
Fred
Matt
said
Light
earlier.
Became an all-pro. This has forever devalued me reading ESPN Insider.
Yeah, it definitely... That tips thing, that inside tips
just the
feature,
tips.
That's... I agree with Andy. Because all that was a question that was posed to me that we talked about it on Tuesday.
Ask BF Dub.
And it was an answer for our mailbag, and ESPN Insider was using that as...
He's such a tool.
And some sort of inside
right.
information.
Right.
I mean, that's no inside information there at all. But
Up
I do
piece.
I do appreciate being included in that.
I want to get to Ulrich from Denmark. He says,
oh, he's Denmark?
Another Dane.
First of all, I want to say that I enjoy your show very much, and because of the Bible Star Wars comparison, I will subscribe to your magazine in 2 months.
That has us like plus four.
We need a few more people to quit.
I live in Germany, but I'm in the USA right now to study English.
Look, it's Andy at age 64.
And your website does not allow me to get your magazine sent to Germany as long as I have an USA IP address, so I have to wait till I'm back in Germany.
Flaw in the system.
Because I am still learning.
Among many.
Because I'm still learning your language, I love it if you guys are also talking about other topics besides football. This helps me a lot to practice my listening skills and learn new words.
Well, and I have who said there's no educational value to
this? A new
show.
Adjective for you to use many, many times in the next few days. It's cocksure.
Cocksure.
Cocksure. Tyrone McKenzie is clearly a cocksure linebacker.
My question is, after 11 or so seasons, what can we expect from Kevin Faulk this year? I mean, he played a very important role all the years. But he's not getting any younger, and do you have any idea who could be the next Kevin Faulk?
Diminishing skills.
The next Kevin Faulk on the roster?
I don't think we have one on the roster.
He's not on the roster right now.
I'm not sure that we have a guy that really fills that role.
Bill?
No. No, role, I was
going to
say.
Kevin? Yeah, there isn't one.
No, not at the moment.
First of all, I don't think there's a lot of Kevin Faulks that are ever going to be on the planet. I mean, his unique look and skills and everything, I don't think he's that fast. He always makes people miss. He's short and stocky. I really think he's a unique talent. Like, you're not going to see enough. The hands, the whole package is unique.
And Zach from Syracuse says, add me to the list of new subscribers as a result of the Bible A-hole.
All right. That's plus five.
What can I say?
At least, because Carol had a couple.
So that's it for this edition of PFW in Progress. And by the way, did you hear about the convention of women with no legs? The place was crawling with... All right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That'll do it. Another PFW in progress. We'll be back next week.
But we gave it our best.
Yes. And I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Patriots.com Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.